Riders, Rangers, and Rebels, Season 2. Sugarman Shinobi is the legendary underground toy dealer. Dawson Rider is Awesome Rider. And Jedimon is sleeping.
Hello, welcome to our Season 2, Episode 6.
No one gets inside.
So stay scouted.
Yes.
No one gets inside.
Except Skull.
It's not what your mom said.
No one gets inside featuring Skull. Like, they all form that circle, and then Skull was in the middle. That's my new
figure.
They're protecting him.
No one gets inside.
It's the evil powers of...
That's what Cole said. He says, no one gets inside. Shoots electric waves.
Alrighty, so, one-ups.
The dink!
Oh, wait, that's it. I am a one-up, bitch.
You are, you're a mushroom. Mushroom!
Your mother's mushroom.
Oh, giddy. So, anyway, what is up with me? I got, Ocarina of Time yesterday, Sunday.
Soste Skull!
Ocarina of Time, Soste Skull.
He's an alternate skin when you beat the game twice.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
It would be. It'd be very cool. What else? My Transformers Collectors Club, there we go. Exclusive animated Cheetor came in the mail on Wednesday, I think it was last week. That's all I got in the mail. But other than that, I picked up the Creo Bumblebee, and those things are fucking awesome. So, like, if you like Legos and you like Transformers, buy these things.
Oh, Brian, speaking of bumblebees, why is it that when I went on AmiAmi earlier, there was a bumblebee in my cart?
Well,
Oh, candles are coming out live. This is live television.
Well, I was going to buy that Mawa kit, you see, and... Like, the last person I logged in as was you. And so it added it to your cart. And then when I went to go, when I clicked buy, and then I signed in with me, it wasn't in my cart because it was in your cart. So I had to re-add it to my cart. So that would be why it wasn't.
You went to check out, and it said, yeah, I said, wait a minute, I'm not Kevin.
Yes.
I'm not in a G. So, I don't respond with bad acting.
That is why there was a bumblebee in your cart.
Okay. That's kind of what I figured happened. Actually, almost exactly like that, in fact.
So, I mean, other than that, like, really nothing's going on except playing Zelda and playing some Infamous 2 still. Watching SPD. I actually watched the season we're going to talk about today.
I haven't. I mean, since it aired, that is. I watched it, but it's not lately.
And pretty much just recording reviews, working on reviews, making sure the house was clean, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, excited.
Ryan got his maid outfit on. So stay still.
I had an interview at GameStop on Friday.
Anything back
what?
Yet?
Nothing back yet.
To clean it, he's going to be the maid for GameStop.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It went really well, though, so...
He's going to be the very best like no one ever was.
I actually said that.
And that's why I said it.
Like, it was a really weird interview because I'm friends with the manager. So,
That's how he's getting a job.
Both of the, like, the awesome people there, like, know me really well. So, like, they didn't know what kind of questions to ask because they knew the answers. And so, he was like, well... Outside of your love for video games, why would you want to work at GameStop? And I said, because I want to be the very best, like no one ever was. And he left. So I felt like I achieved something.
And Brian's like, I'm the shit. And he wore a Shuki shirt there and tried to hide the fact that he injured himself on the way into the building.
Yeah, I did. It was terrible.
You wore your shirt that said Shukun Shinobi, and you said, because I am the Shukun Shinobi, bitch, and what?
And then
said,
he struck
see as my shirt says.
Awesome.
Like, it was really weird, because I was walking in there, and then I rolled my ankle that... I didn't break. I did. I fucked up the muscles, basically, you know, a long time ago. And so I walk in there, and it's like, hey, we're just waiting for Kevin, ironically enough, for Kevin to get back, and we'll start the interview. And I'm like, okay. And then I went behind, like the shelves that are just, like, sitting in the middle of the floor. And I went behind one of those, and I just started hobbling around. It was fun.
That was fun.
Well, we regretted to hire you, and then we found out that it's hazardous to your health to walk into the building, and we can't be liable for this.
Plus, your popcorn addiction makes you a health hazard. You might go into a coma in the middle of your shift.
Brian just puts popcorn underneath the counter, and when people aren't looking, he's just like, I turn around. Picture that. It's so funny.
Anyway, enough about me.
Okay. So I got my Gokai Silver stuff and proceeded to make
Awesome
lame,
Rider.
Oh, I lame got jokes. Too. I forgot that was after
about
I recorded, but whatever.
Gokai Gray, and then Brian laughed at me because the lead up to the joke was funnier, and he thought I looked like Jonah Hill. Fine, no one.
You are Jonah Hill, aren't you?
Yes, I am. But so I got that stuff. I picked up Ocarina of Time finally today. I forgot about it Sunday, but I haven't got a chance to play it yet. I'll probably start it tomorrow. I don't think I picked up anything in stores. I saw new Ben 10 stuff, so I'll be looking for that. Oh, wait. I picked up a Shogun Ranger, and he is awesome.
He is
the shit.
Didn't you get some OCCs?
Oh, yeah. I got my OCCs from Mandarake, finally.
This is what happens when I go on the Ramboards at work. I remember. I learn things.
They took, like, forever to get here. It was ridiculous. They were supposed to get here, like, before or the same day of my Amiami package, and they took forever, but now I got them, and then I started being a hypocrite and playing with them, and they're really fun because I made fun combos. And I realized that the taco legs are completely useless because they don't go with anything. They're so last season. Last season, like, show. I don't know. Anyway, that's it.
You're a fucking idiot.
Oh, and I watched SPD too.
I'd hope so. You're doing the summary or something for it. Okay, so I got my Gokai Silver cool toys as well, and I recorded my Gokai Cellular review on my nifty iPad, which that went well until I uploaded it onto my computer and it was upside down, and then I had to fix it, and it was a crisis. I had to call my tech expert.
Hi.
Who's also our legal expert, and who's also everything else that we ever need him to be, because that's why we keep Brian around. And he just does everything ever. And what else?
I thought that was Rio, because he can turn people into ghosts.
He probably can. I've never tried, but I'm pretty sure he can.
I've seen it.
And I watched movie Core War a little while ago, and now I'm scarred. And and then I got Johnny Bravo and Courage the Cowardly Dog on DVD.
Hate you, I want
which was
this.
Fun.
Particularly Courage the Cowardly Dog.
And I picked up Ocarina of Time. I also pre-ordered Mario and Luigi's Mansion while I was there, and almost got a free Move controller. But then the guy remembered he didn't ring it up.
You were close.
What?
You were close.
I was close. But then he remembered, wait a minute, I didn't ring that up. And I was like, oh, okay. Dang it. And so that was somewhat enjoyable, I guess. Did I get it? Oh.
Someone's playing something.
No.
I might be playing Fruit Ninja. And I also...
It's about gay ninjas who have purple headlights.
Wait, shit. See, you made me forget my thought, ass face. Sorry. Oh, I bought a Gombrite album today. I pre-ordered one for AmiAmi's, which is how I knew about that Bumblebee. Because I'm like, hey, I need more albums. I have like 1,000 cards. And the next album comes out in July. So I'm like, hey, I need this album. So yeah, that was fun. And I think that's it. I don't know. I don't think I've been buying anything.
Ah, shit.
But I'm almost Sochte Skull, but not quite.
Almost.
Yes.
Almost. So, that it?
I think
story
so.
Time. On to the news.
Fuck right. You, KO.
Well, we might as well start with that since you said
oh,
that.
Oh, no, yeah. No. You will save that. You guys continue with your story. I'm playing Fruit Ninja.
I was first.
Okay.
Yeah, let's start with another faggot.
I wanted to get with Forza Motorsport 2, The Streets, or Kamen Rider Forza, or Motorsport. I don't know what's going on anymore. Okay. So, a couple days ago... Wait, would you say you're Storm Bridges?
So, what? Yeah, like Storm Bridges.
Okay. So, anyway. So, when you go on this post, you're first going to see this picture that we got a few days ago. It's like a cartoony picture of what looks to potentially maybe be Forza. It could be from the alternate universe in which I watched Kevin's Metagabri. We don't know. But so, it's just a picture of like a white cone head. He kind of looks like a Neo-KKK member. I'm not sure, though.
Oh, one of Dawson's friends.
There used to be a picture here that compared him with some old Toku guy and a KKK member, and that's what he looks like. Anyway. So it shows him with his four switches, which are allegedly the parts for rocket head. It's funny. Get it? Turbo wrist, drill wrist, and screw leg. I think the screw should be at the waist, if you catch my drift.
A screw with my legs, oh.
Then there's like another little like suit picture like from the bottom half and then a side view of his cone head. And then first impressions, Exploding Ninja Rocket Man and Skyzel. I'm going to say that that's the KKK member because these pictures aren't showing up as of this moment. I don't know if anyone else is looking at the post.
He switched them around, and now they're gone. Okay.
So the arms and legs are rockets. He's mainly white with yellow lines. The design's simplistic. There's supposed to be a two on the left or right side of his buckle, and the head is shaped like a bamboo shoot. And he has the usual bug eyes. I'd hope so. These are the guys that the picture's of, which doesn't matter since it's not here. Okay, the filming for the series in which the university is something. This is stupid. Okay, Forza Motorcycle is going to be the color white and... white and yellow color scheme. There was rumors of this before someone saw it. And these kind of match it now. And this is in addition to Watanabe, who plays Hino Eji, Kamen Rider O's, in case you didn't know, was there handing over something to a guy in a school uniform. I think he was just handing out porn, and it wasn't even an actor. But it's rumored he's handing over the Forza belt with the rider switches. And then all we know is that currently is that Forza is the copyright and Ryuki Takahashi is the Kamen Rider Foes and Fumina Shimizu. She's a Shiatsu. I don't know. What's the name of the little dog?
We let Dawson read these.
A Shitsu. Shitsu. There we go. Anyway, isn't she that chick?
Is that our dog?
Isn't that the first confirmed cast member we didn't even feel like mentioning? Yeah. Okay, so that's all we really know about it. And then we got the official logo for the series, which shows a hand pushing on a Capsule Corp thingy. And they're like, all right, let me get my bike. Let's go. So, okay. Let me get my thoughts first, because I said so. I really like... It always happens pretty much at the beginning of almost every year with riders. It looks weird to me. I mean, this one in particular looks a little strange. Like, with the thrusters on the side and the cone head. The body doesn't bother me terribly. But yeah, it just looks strange. The idea of the switches is sort of growing on me if they're going to be like little capsules, which is kind of neat. And like I said, I'm just hoping maybe he has like kind of like a birth gimmick where he like switches arms out and body parts and doesn't make like full-on different forms that make us buy different figure art for each of these. So I'm just tired of this. All right, your guys' turn.
I'll go.
Anyways. What he said? Oh.
I mean, I agree with most of what you said, but, like, particularly about the capsule thing, because that was high of mine.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's certainly original. It's for Rider. It doesn't look like anything else. I mean, like, a rocket-esque motif is kind of... He looks like a rocket ninja. Particularly with the explosive ninja rocket man. If you click that picture, it's still there. Apparently, exploding ninja rocket man was the guy that was on the left. That's the KKK member. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I see. Because he's got like a rocket on his head. He's got a little. Okay, I get it. Kind of. I think those were switched around. I don't know. Regardless. So he looks like a rocket ninja. That he accomplishes that perfectly. I want to see this suit in action. to actually, like, gather.
Or just the actual suit, really.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is, but there was, a suited-looking picture somewhere on the boards.
It's on the RAM boards. I know that. And it looked pretty much the same as the picture above. That didn't really change. I like to see the suit move.
I'm sure if it's real, it'll grow on us. It's just really strange. It's even more off-putting than O's, because the only reason O's was really sort of weird for us at first is because they had so much black separating the colors, and it just looked off. Mm-hmm. But this is just way out of there.
This is just strange.
I think it has potential, though.
It depends on how these things are going to work, too. The rocket head, I don't know. We'll have to see. I assume he's changing his head every so often. I don't know what these abilities are. Obviously, turbo, drill, obviously, turbo wrist. I don't know what that means. And then screw
leg. He shifts into turbo.
I don't know what he's doing with that, but it just sounds dirty. And, I'm scared of the possibilities that could come from this. Having a 2 on either side of his belt buckle, I don't know. I guess because it adds up to 4, but that just seems stupid.
4's A.
And then we really have this gimmick going 40, of 2, 3, 4, and this is just getting more and more complex and silly. And
next year is going to be called Kamen Rider Fishty. It's going to be based off of fish and have pun off 50.
Yeah. This whole thing is just scaring me. Why does the guy with a detonator as a logo? I don't know.
I'd like to see him be more of a simplistic rider with just an arm change. But the thing is even if we get out of it with figure arts, there's still a chance they're going to have these switches that make noise and have rider versions and all that stuff.
Whore mouth shut now.
Wait, he said it, not me.
You can blame me for this one.
I honestly just don't really know at this point. I kind of like the design overall, and I think it does have potential. So we'll just have to see kind of what happens as far as the switches go. But right now I'm on the kind of middle ground, slightly higher than middle.
I'm not going to say too much other than it just looks a little strange. You said, I'm either way. It looks strange, but there's interesting ideas. I don't want to go full out oh, sucks, I hate him, I never want to see his face around these parts again. Because that got us in trouble.
Stupid little bitch comes in.
That's exactly what you said. You go, this stupid little bitch. Replays together. Okay, we're not fancy enough to do replay clip, but replay in your head.
I'm so kind of meh on O's as it is, to where I don't have an automatic bitterness toward this guy. In fact, I'm kind of slightly more on the positive side for the simple fact that that I hope it's better than O's, but...
Yeah, and I was thinking about the writers. I want them to get some good writers in there.
Yeah.
Because O's writing isn't the greatest. It's kind of all over the place. And I want to see a good writer show again.
They just forget when bad things happen to you.
Yeah, it's pretty standard Kobayashi.
Yeah. At least Dino had an excuse.
We'll see how it goes.
This doesn't make sense. Lol, imagines.
I think as long as he just keeps using different, switches to change, birth-esque pieces and don't get too crazy, I think I'll enjoy it. But if he starts going all, crazy where he can have, rocket head and...
Yeah, if he has, four different colored parts... Oh, God. I would just... shoot myself.
Then we have problems, but
we're gonna have a problem here.
As it stands now, I remain optimistic.
He's probably gonna be the best rider ever. Probably my favorite.
Sure. Will be awesome and will make me hard in pants just from looking at him.
Indeed.
That's epic timing.
Alright, so medals next, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Rider.
Doing the metal shit. I don't know why I did that. Sorry.
That was one of the songs. Just you're such a meat bag.
Meat bag, meat bag. Waiting for the page to load. Meat bag. There we go.
So, love that song.
So this is from the Tokyo Toy Show, I think. International Tokyo Toy Show 2011. They showed off a lot of mostly stuff we knew. They had a big O's display. And inside the O's display, they showed off a premium O-Metal collection that is set to begin pre-orders on July 25th for a price of 18,900 yen.
You can go die in a hole.
Which is, Kevin will get a figure for you, right?
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. What was the, I didn't realize that you needed, what is the number?
18,900.
18,900. $235.79 as of this current exchange rate before middleman fees and shipping.
So at least $250 plus shipping.
Likely over $300 by the time you're done.
So the set includes, there's some nicer everything. Pictures on HJU's O's thread somewhere, and maybe our
HJ who?
Too. HJ who? Ram boards, bitch. Anyway.
That's just got your slogan. HJ who? Ram boards, bitch.
The set includes all 20, fucked up, 24 core medals.
I was going to say 21.
And then however many cell medals are here, too lazy to count.
There's the I'm not looking at it. I'm just mentally looking at it.
Yeah, you were, I thought you were hoping I was going to count because I'm not ass face.
Okay, 2, 4, we're not going to count the medals 10, 1, 2, and 3. 12, 14, 16. 16 cell medals, 24 core medals, and they're all pretty. Like, basically, if you've seen the mods where people, like, spray paint the insides of the medals silver and it brings out the design, it's pretty much like that. Except instead of like everything kind of being a silvery color, everything's their proper color.
They're like show accurate versions. Yeah, they're the deluxe cores.
They look prettier than the show even. And the cell metals are all metallic, chromey, and pretty. So I mean, it's a great set if you haven't been purchasing O's stuff and you want metals. I would say probably go for it. I mean, they come in a nice box that says "Happy Birthday" and. Everything looks.
I mean, who doesn't want that?
Really gorgeous, and I don't know if it comes with this box right next to it or not, but it's designed after the seal tomb thing that the Greeds were in at the beginning of the show.
Of course they are.
So I don't know. I think that comes with it, so that's cool. The only problem I have with the set is I would have liked to see 24 cells too.
Yeah, one for each. That would have been nice.
As it stands, there's at least like one missing from each set, it looks like.
I also would have liked to have seen a proper Momo or Imogen and Shocker.
Yeah, I'm still kind of hoping out for
also
that.
Also balls.
But
just a set of balls in there, because we just handed Bandai our balls, so they just include them in there.
So, I don't know. I like it. I'm not going to pick it up, because, I mean, I don't like O's enough to spend that kind of money on things I kind of technically already have.
Yeah, especially since we're going to have three of each core.
Yeah, I already have three of each core between metal sets and capsule and candy toy. So, I mean, I just don't really feel the need to have more. If I can find it, like, cheaper on Mandrake or something, like...
Mandrake!
Maybe.
Mandrake.
I don't know really what kind of price I'd be interested in, but I'd pick it up if it was cheaper, basically.
Like I said, when I first saw it, that I was like, well, if I would have known about this at the beginning, I wouldn't have picked up all the deluxe cores. I'm like, well, maybe not, because it still would have been 1/4 the price, maybe less.
Yeah.
But, like, if I liked O's, like, if O's was as good as Double or just awesome, I'd probably get it just out of love for the show like Double. But I just don't like it enough. I mean, they're pretty, but having pretty much three of every core makes it silly to have, like, four of every core. Yeah, and then you're just, what are you? You're a freak. Like a retarded greed. Yeah. A fat greed. I don't want Gamble in his fat form. It's his regular form.
Yeah.
It's about all.
Your gay medals blow me out the water with their gayness.
Gayness.
I like chicken and chiffin.
Next story.
All right, so... All right, well, first of all, Brian, I'm going to do this in the opposite order that you have these listed on my paper.
Yeah, that's what I meant to do.
Okay, so...
This story has a story.
We've been sitting here minding our own business, panicking, going.
And then get a text from Kevin that says, fuck. Just minding our own business, and we get a text.
We're minding our own business, going, you know, these key sets, there have been a bunch of reds, and there's one coming out with some sixth rangers, and we've got these Go Rangers sitting here and these Go Kaijus, but are we going to get the other teams? What's going on with that? Are we going to get, you know, these other Rangers that Basco has with rest of the Reds, rest of the Six? What's going to happen? And then this asshole. Then I'm just sitting there at work minding my own business, okay? And I'm like, you know, I need to do some editor duties. Literally, between the time that I got onto the homepage and then logged in and got back to the homepage, that asshole KO posted this story here. Like, and I'm talking like major, like gaping asshole, like after some large man, black man, gay sex in prison asshole. Right? More Gashapon keys because we didn't have enough already. Ha ha ha. On us, right? So our first set, because they said, hey, this whole metal capsule metal set a month thing is working out so great for us. We're going to do it with keys too. So after key set 3 comes out in August and you know, you've got whatever's in that. Cause I don't even remember Red Rangers or something. I don't even fucking know.
Red Ranger.
Red Ranger is perfect. What if my penis or a masa? Then we have set 4 in September. What's in set 4, you ask? I think we talked about this once before, but I'm going to do it again because it's a clear picture. We've got – why is it not making itself big for me? Gokai Silver.
That's what she said.
Oh, God. We have Gokai Silver. I've probably heard that name a lot, folks. Princess Shinkenra. That's right. Shiba Karu. Then we've got Gal Red, Gal Blue, Gal Yellow, Gal Black, Gal Huaito, and Gal Silver, right? Then on top of that, because it wasn't enough, they add Time Fire, Mega Silver, King Ranger, Kiba Ranger, and Dawson's favorite suit of all time, Miss America. Right? So let me blow your mind. That was all the rest of the 6th, plus the entire Gal Ranger team of 6, plus Gokai Silver, because he's just jerking around. Then, because he wasn't in, you know, I don't know, the last set. Then we have Karu, who's an extra, and we have Miss America from Battle Fever J. Mind equals blown, right? Well, hope there's some left, folks, because there's more sets. Set 5 in October comes with Gokai Red, because we don't already have, like, 6 of him. Then Deca Red, Deca Blue, Deca Green. Deca Yellow.
Let him buy, Pink, douche.
Deca Break. Deca Master, you fuck.
Deca
Kabuto
Mustard?
Rider. Kuwaga Rider. Vol Eagle. Vol Shark. And Vol Panther. So, here we have Gokai Red being his little fuckface self. Then we have an entire team of 6 Deca Rangers plus Doogie, an extra. Then we have the Go Rigers. They're pretty. I like Go Rigers. And actually, it'll say Go Riger when you put the key in, which is cool.
That's not a team.
Then we have Eagle Shark Pantsu. We have the entire Sun Vulcan crew. We have 2 full teams in this set, folks. Right? Oh, there's more. Because Bandai likes to take our fucking money. Then we have set 6. 6! In November, guess who's in it? Gokai Silver! Why?
Bitches everywhere, man.
Then we have
Gokai Gray.
We have Go on Red for whatever fucking reason, because the next ones are Magi Green, Magi Yellow, Magi Blue, Magi Pink, Magi Shine, Magi Mother, Hurricane Yellow, Hurricane Blue, and then Miss America needs someone to gangbang her, so we have Battle France, Battle Cossack, and Battle Kenya.
That's right.
So we have Gokai Silver's little fuckface self again. Then we have Sosuke being like, let's go, Bomper.
Sosuke?
That's right. So? Then we Then we have the rest of the Magi team. We have four colors. We have Shine. Then we have Magi Mother, another extra. That's extra number three. Yeah, three. Then we have the other two Hurricanes. So we've got yellow and blue. And then we have the rest of the Battle Fever J team. That completes three more teams. What's wrong with them?
He was so upset he just snorted. I heard it.
Then, because they want to do a Christmas surprise, we have set seven in December. I don't know what's happening anymore. But then it has set. It has Gokai Red. What? Why? He's back. That's like the fourth time we have more Gokai Red keys than Taka medals.
He wants to make a show of it.
Then we have Gokai Blue, Green, and Silver. Why? Silver again. Then, just for shits and giggles, they include in Geki Blue, Geki Yellow, Geki Violet, Geki Chopper,
Geki
Melee, she's an extra, Wolzard Fire, he's an extra, Bold Black.
It makes it sound like they're extras in a movie that are just in the background.
Shut up. Then
Only, this commentary is award-winning.
They needed to fill out the set to make 13 for whatever reason, so we got Dia Jack and Heart Queen. Now we have the four male Gokaigers. Well, male's questionable on a couple of them. Four supposedly male Gokaigers. Then we have the rest of the Geki team and Melee. Then we get Wolzard Fire and Bull Black. Now we have 6 of the 10 extras. And then we have two Jack Q guys, as Dawson would call them. And, you know, I don't even know. If you count the keys that you would need, the unique keys, that's 34. There are 34 keys that we need to buy from these four sets. My brain was going to explode. I wanted to cry. All I could do was text the both of them just the word fuck in all capital letters. And await a response.
Yeah, it took a while for me.
Brian was still sleeping.
He lives 2 hours ahead of Dawson and responds like 2 hours later.
I was sleeping.
He's busy being the Shukun Shinobi bitch and what? We've been over this.
I need to stay until 5 o'clock in the morning stocking toy stores for you people.
Well, then I really confused them when I asked them why there was a pie fucker and a hobbit in my
I didn't even see the keys because of all the outrageous shit you put into that text. I didn't see the word keys. I'm like, pie fucker and hobbits? Why are you so upset at me? What's going on?
So apparently Jason Biggs is now Leonardo and Sean Astin is Raphael, but that's a story for another day. And then if that wasn't enough torture from KO, because he was just bored, was like, hey, how can I fuck these guys over some more, making them spend more money? I know. More keys! So then we find out, because it wasn't enough to give us key sets 4 and 5 in July, right, with the reds and the 6, then we find out, hey, guess what? Key set 6, LOLs, which has the entire team of 5 Go-Onger. Now, why are they giving us Go-On Red? I don't know, because we already can have one. They could have given us gold and silver, and we'd have been all happy face. I don't know.
Then one of them's RPM Red. I can't remember his name at the moment.
Scott.
There we go. Scott.
Then we have key set 7. The 5 fucking Shinkengers. Instead of moving gold to that set and giving us another 6, then set 5. No, they're going to give us a second Shinken Red key. So I got like a fucking Jaden key. I don't want a zombie. Right? Then, because set 7 wasn't enough, we have set 8. Set 8 has 5 Ghost Sagers. Now, Ghost Sage Red comes in set 4. Instead of just taking him out of that and putting in Ghost Sage Knight, making it a worthwhile set, now I have
change,
2
Ghost Sage Knight.
Why do I want 2 Alata keys? I don't know. Someone fucking tell me.
One of them is a communist from Miracle Force. Who eats dogs? Me. Stop beating me over the head.
Then we have set EX. Because apparently they get a power-up of shiny fucking armor. They get the power-up from season 3. They get the metallic armor from season 3. And then we have shiny Gokaiger keys. Why we need shiny Gokaiger keys? I don't know.
Because they're pretty.
Oh, they are pretty.
Then
they said, oh, fuck, we forgot to release the rest of the Reds. How can we do that? Set SP. Set SP contains...
Everybody except Red Alien Ranger.
Spade Ace, Denji Red, Goggle Red, Dino Red, Red One, Change Dragon, Red Flash, Red Mask, Red Falcon, Red Turbo, Five Red, Red Hawk, O-Red, Mega Red, and Time Red. Now, folks, if you're keeping score like Dawson just was, you'll notice that Ninja Red from Cock Ranger wasn't there. Why we don't have Ninja Red, I don't know.
I also noticed there was a guy named Red Flash, and is that the Fulcrum Intersect Flashes? Because they were red when he flashed on them.
They found out that for some reason they said, hey, we're going to give you two Go-On Shinken and Gosei Reds, but not fucking Ninja Red.
No one likes Ninja Red.
Maybe some people do. Maybe some people want all the damn Reds.
I don't know.
There's just silence and then like plastic twitching. I'm just not saying anything more because my commentary is not getting any laughs.
Your banter is not appreciated, sir. I don't know. I don't know what to do anymore. That's even more keys. If we purchase every unique key, by the time all these sets are done, we'll have 98 of 198 keys.
Oh, God.
What?
Oh, God. You know what that means.
Oh, fuck. Don't say stuff like that. My heart jumped when you said, oh, God.
There is 100 keys remaining?
Yeah.
250 key sets, premium Bandai exclusive.
Yeah, I know who's getting some coal in their stocking this year for Christmas.
You know who you can't blame for that one? It's me. I get blamed
insane.
For the last.
100 is an oddly, like, proper number, you know? Just saying.
So is your mother.
But see, I could see them doing a complete set for everything, because, like, all these Gashapons, like, I can't picture it not having the coolness of, like, Wolzard Fire and, like, Melee and stuff in an actual key instead of these, like, put-together-yourself Play-Doh keys. Ooh, look, Transform.
Play-Doh keys.
I don't know. I just don't like the Gashapon keys. Like, certain pictures of ones I've seen just look shitty. They look like bootlegs of bootlegs.
Yeah.
We'll like the Tyranno Ranger one?
Yes. He looks like the retarded version of Red Ranger. Red Ranger.
Wait,
we'll see.
I mean, we just can't say anything. We're just going,
I mean, I'm buying them on the off chance that they don't make them.
Me too.
Because I need all keys ever. Then, because my OCD paranoia sets in, I'm like, what are they going to number these things? Like, obviously the regular ones all have their own set numbers, but... And then there's a blank space between the Ginga Men and Go-Go 5 that could fit Bull Black and one in the Deca Ranger set for Deca Master. But where's Kaoru going to go? And Mirei? And Magi Mother? And Wolzard Fire? And then the inevitable Signal Man, Ryo, and Zubon. And
guy doing stuff.
No, not guy doing stuff. Fuck him.
The other guy doing stuff.
I don't know. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Do you like to do it yourself? Like,
Signalman, Zubon, Ryo, and I think there's somebody else.
Like, I'm excited, but... Like, I mean, the whole thing with this line is that it's so difficult, because, I mean, these are not vital, but, I mean, you at least kind of want, like, all the Reds, and it was just... Yeah. It was really a pain in the ass before...
Deck of Swan, that's it. Sorry.
Particularly before...
There's a Wiccan?
Set SP was announced. But,
sorry.
But, like, it was just so irritating, like, not knowing what's coming out, what isn't. Like, I'm honestly just confused about Ninja Red right now. Like, I...
But except for him, I assumed they were going to release all the Reds in deluxe style, because, like, you guys in Sound Out were like, well, what if they don't do it? I'm like, well, they have to do it somehow. Like, they wouldn't start releasing Reds and then just stop, especially since the sounds are in it. Like, it would defeat the purpose of making an only Gashapon. That would be stupid of Bandai.
I figured the Reds...
I knew all the Reds would come out, which still confuses me about Ninja Red. I don't know what the fuck it's
called. Well, see, I think... Cause Kevin briefly mentioned this in the when he's going over everything, is instead of having the extra red we don't need in those other sets, they should have put the sixth in there.
I know, because, I mean, I was figuring all the reds and random, all the sixes would get made.
Or a random extra, because, like, if a set that's including the six, I don't know, but they should do something. But as for the Gashapons, I'm waiting it out, because I think there's going to be better versions later. Well, I guess it gives us time to wait it out, because they're not all until a lot later.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of these but aren't until much later, so.
It's not my only concern with waiting it out is if, like, let's say we choose not to get them in, like, October or whatever, and then, oh, look, they don't release, like, a complete set or deluxe versions, and then we have to go find them. We'll either be paying, like, super expensive for a set of however many, or we'll have to end up getting them individually, which will still kill us because we'll have to pay a middleman fee for each goddamn key.
Yep.
So then it just is going to get, like, even more ridiculous. Like,
well, and either I'm way, excited, but we'll see. I'm particularly excited about the key sets.
Yeah, and either way, the having the Gashapons gives me ones that I can just not care about, that I can take around with me and be like, look what I got, little key.
The stickers will come off.
That's why I said you don't care about
your key. I know, but like, still. Pretty soon I end up with just a bald red key.
Ocker Ranger?
What, Mannequin Ranger? Oh, yeah, I forgot. He's a naked mole rat. He's Rufus. Let's go to the Bueno Nacho. Come on, buddy. So, unless I'm totally forgetting about a story, I think it's time for movie core horror.
It's time for the movie. Tyson.
No.
Koa. Shit.
Sushi skull. Sushi your mom's skull.
Technically, spit into. The full title of the movie is Kamen Rider X Kamen Rider O's and Double featuring Skull Movie War Core.
So stay
streets version 5.
Director's cut.
Who are the streets?
Wait, that comes later.
Okay, I'm going to say it right now. The best part of this movie is the song. That is the best part of this movie.
That song was questionable.
I think the best part of the movie was the Philip music lookup in the actual library, but that's for later.
Yeah.
I think actually the real best part was the ending when I realized it was over and I could go about my life.
Alright, so what we're doing for this is we're just going to go off the Wikipedia summary, because it's short, simple, to the point.
Oh yeah, I should probably open that, huh?
Hold on. Title course summaries with Wiki.
it covers everything that's necessary for those of you who didn't want to watch the movie, which I don't blame you, because I wouldn't want to watch this movie either.
I now see why Bandai didn't watch this movie and screwed up those medals.
Exactly, Bandai didn't even watch their own movie.
Then they made those medals, they closed their eyes.
Samurai Summary Shuki. Fuck. So we have Skaru. Message for Daburu. Oh, God. This is going to go terrible.
That's the only good part of the movie.
I know, right? So what we have here. No, we're not going to do that. That'd just be stupid. So. Alright, so what happens is there's a male Teriyami and Double's fighting it, and he's all like, hey look, I'm Double, I have memories. And you're like, I remember you.
Gimmick was simple. You were awesome.
The gimmick was simple, I didn't spend a lot of money. And the gimmick was cool because Rider Things actually did Rider Things instead of just being like generics. And then Teriyami comes in like, I'm swinging a giant blade and I can't transform. Fuck. And they're like, what's the matter? And then a dolphin runs in. She's like, and she's,
I can't do it anymore.
She jacks his drive.
There we go.
And then Shotaro's like, is her translator broken again? Damn it. And Yami's like, F this, runs away. I hate dolphins. And so she's like, no Kamen Riders. Like, that's seriously what I heard when I listened to this, was just no Kamen Riders, and then rah, rah. And they like run off. There's a lot of running around. I don't know, because she's supposed to be getting married to
around.
Ryu.
I run around,
which I still think is a cover, because I'm pretty sure he's a homo. And but all of our like extra characters from the show are there, just kind of sitting around. I don't know why they're there. They're just there.
They're on break. Look, they got a well-deserved vacation.
So Akiko's all pissed because her dad's not at her wedding because he's all dead face. And that was frightening. My phone turned all red for a second. Sorry. So she's all like, I wonder what my daddy used to do. And so Pteranodon Yummy's like, I want to know too. Rah! I'm coming right to Skull. Skull. Rah! Why the parrot? I don't know.
Typical parrot.
Well, dinosaurs did evolve into birds, so. So he's got the memory, which I seriously think he took the one out of our toy set that was supposed to actually say memory.
He took the one off the production line they were supposed to copy.
Yeah. And so she, like, flashes back. Flashback noise. Make a flashback noise. There we go. We're flashing back. Back. Into the past, the distant past of 1999. And she sees Narmi Sokichi and you see fake Philip. And there's some chick named Melissa who sounds like her. So I guess she's a dolphin too. And she's being chased by Spider-Man.
Her name's actually Marissa in Japan.
It's Clarissa's twin sister, Marissa.
And she explains it all too.
Oh my god.
No, she just becomes a witch and gets really bitchy.
Just steal that joke from my brain.
So they go there and they get attacked by the spider door pants. And Skull's like, well, not Skull because he's not Skull, he's Sokichi. He's like, ah, oh, I can do this, bro.
Yeah, you don't want to spoil it for them, they don't know who he is yet.
And there's a young Shotaro and young T-Rex Dopot, and you're like, he's badass! I want to be like him! He hadn't hit puberty yet, that's why he sounds like a girl.
Shotaro is Tiny Tim.
And you can't go into that door that leads into the basement because there's ghosts down there, so no one go into the basement.
No one gets inside.
No one And then there's a guy memory dealer chick. And she's like, I sell memories. And they're like, hey, go away, bitch. And so Sookie's like, hey, fake Philip, go to the library and do a lookup. And he's like, okay. And apparently Gino's there because he's on the police force still. And that was fun. And
that was fun.
So Sookie goes into the basement and is like, hey, Shroud, sup, dog? And she's making the Skullgary. And
Gary.
She's like, here, you need to use this hand skull memory. He's like, no, I'm good, thanks. I'm trying to quit. And
I'm like, on the patch.
I'm on the memory patch. I got the stag phone. That's all I need.
You got this from CS Toys without the memory in it?
It gives me the feeling of using a guy memory without actually using one. So he meets fake Philip at the library, who's got, like, books everywhere, and he did a lookup, and he made one of those little poster things that's on the beginning of the episode. And then he explains what's happening, and they go to the talent agency of that Marissa chick, because she's a singer. It's probably important at some point. And the missing – all these chicks that have been missing are being used to test guy memories. Oh, fuck. We need – that's not good. So the dealer chick becomes the bat door pant. So now we have Batman and Spider-Man. And I'm pretty sure this is copyrighted somewhere. And Sokichi's like, I can't get away. Runs away. And there's masquerades and there's spiders. And but Shroud's like, hey, I got a bomb magnum. Choop, 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 choop. And then he's all tied up in web. And on a crane because the bat can control machines for some reason. I don't know how that's a bat power, but whatever. And she's like, here, take this Lost Driver and Skull Memory that will activate itself. And then he becomes Skull Crystal. And she's like, the transformation is not complete yet. Brr. I don't know what's wrong. And then he beats up the Masquerades. Yeah, they wanted to figure it. And he's getting crushed by a bulldozer. And Akiko calls and she's all like, I'm a little dolphin. Rawr, rawr, rawr. And he's like, oh, hey, happy birthday. And I'll be at your wedding, promise, lulz. And so things happen.
They spend money, and now they can't buy Ghost Ager until later.
Yeah, the talent agent guy gets killed by his wife because a exploding spider was put under her skin, which when you touch the one you love the most, it comes out and makes them explode. So he dies, and then
like an episode of CSI.
Sokichi finds fake Philip and punches him in the face, and he drops the spider memory, and he's like, I know it's you. You write ones all funny like that spider guy. And he's like, oh, fuck. I forgot this guy's my handwriting. Damn it. I should have used cutouts like everyone else. And so he's like, no, I'm going to do some fighting, and because I want to protect this Marissa because I love her, but she loves you. And then he's all sad and crying because she doesn't love him. And it's like, oh, bitch, please. We did that already. And so he goes crazy and they're fighting. And then he like throws a spider thing in Sokichi and like all over Futo. So people are exploding like crazy. And it's kind of funny. And so they run away. The Bat Dopon stops him. He becomes the complete skull. So, like, he turns into skull again, and like the crack runs down his forehead. I don't know why it's better than no crack, but whatever. So he's using the skull Gary, and he gets rid of the Bat Dopant with his skull magnum maximum drive, and then she explodes, and it was pretty funny.
And then it exploded.
And then it exploded. And so he catches up to fake Philip, and Marissa's all tied up in webbing. And earlier in the movie, he'd asked him if he ever counted up all fake Philip actually Sokichi if he ever counted up the people he's like fucked over. He's like, no, I'll do that later. So he starts out by saying like counting off these things that he's like done wrong or whatever. And he's like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm counting up my sins or whatever. And he's like, sa. You're like,
he said the catchphrase thing. It was all cool and oh, it was fantastic.
And like, they did this cool thing where it was like Sokichi and then Skull. They did it together. Then they merge into one. And then he fought himself.
They're the same person.
Oh, fuck. Like Dawson Rider and Dawson Rider blog?
Yes. Brian outed me. They're the same person. Look right into the camera and said, all serious.
So then he's all like a skull energy ball pops out of him, and then he's
energy
like
energy orb.
Anyway, he's like Rider kick, bitch, and memory breaks him, and then he dies. Fake Philip dies, and then Marissa's all sad face, and she's like, "I told you to stop him." He's like, "Well, I did. He stopped, isn't he?" And
I did. Damn it.
Like, God. And so then he leaves, and Akiko's all sad face, like, no, my daddy, I want my daddy. And
she's like Miley Cyrus.
Why, daddy, why? Why are you a whore? And the Terry Dim is like, I got what I wanted about Skull, runs away, because he's a parrot again. And then it ends.
Hooray. So, the movie continues with O's Nobunaga's desire.
And it's no longer Soshite Skaru.
The way it's written on Wikipedia, it looks like an extreme emoticon with three freaky mouths and two eyes. I'm just saying.
Yes. Okay. So, at the Kogami Foundation, Kogami talks of the
See, now I'm not going to be able to live up to all this. Okay, keep going.
So they're talking about Nobunaga. And for those of you that don't know, Nobunaga was like big warlord guy in Japan.
Am I the only one that can actually just read mine?
He's extraordinarily important. So I'm just saying that right now. If you don't know who Nobunaga is, do your history. whose final resting place was found, and so they like dug up his body and they made a new one. With Dr. Maki overseeing the process, Kogami commissions the creation of a cell metal homunculus based on Nobunaga himself.
Homunculus? Penal code.
So we go through this whole thing about Edgy like doing all these like acting gigs and paper routes, and
it's that commercial that you that says you need to do a lot of jobs to pay your cell phone bill. Edgy's auditioning for it. He's like, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. Just sync that song to this. Okay,
and
sorry.
So like he ends up giving like all the money to like these people. They're just like they line up, and then Edgy gives them money. I'm like, I want to find Edgy. So.
I know, right?
He finds a greed-like monster that's in samurai armor attacking some guy who murdered someone or something. I don't remember this at all. So Edgy turns into O's, like, Tataba, and I think it's probably Tataba, I don't know. To fight the monster before he runs off, and Edgy barely... Edgy finds a barely conscious young man in the chase. So he's just lying there.
In the bank?
Oh, God.
So Edgy picks him up, I guess, and takes him to the couscous place.
So nice, they named it twice.
And so he wakes up and he's like, I'm Nobunaga, except I don't know anything else except for the fact that I'm Nobunaga. And so Edgy's like, you're Nobu now. And he's like, okay.
He's like, no you. And then he leaves.
And so then they have an intimate moment with Pants. And he's like, these are Pantsu. And then he puts them on his head. He's like, no, you idiot, you do it like this. And then it cuts to, thankfully, no nudity. And they're sharing their pantsu. They got pantsu. And it's like, we're friends now because we have the same pantsu.
That's how we all became friends. That's in the director's cut of the anniversary special.
And so Nobunaga joins with Eiji on his random Time Force-esque jobs.
Well, what do you think about that?
So this company's like all amazed at Nobunaga because he can type fast or something. And so they hire him, and then like at night he like took over the company or something for, I don't know.
This is stupid. Can I just leave?
No. We have to stay for this. So do you.
So the strange greed's going around killing killers. Or something, I guess. I assumed
Dexter?
He was killing people that were descendants of the enemy Japanese clans, but maybe I read that wrong. Whatever. So Nobunaga meets his ballerina chick. He gets full control of that software company. Then he starts going after the Kogami Foundation.
Bitch, you better step off.
Kogami's like, bitch, you better step off. And it's like, so, you can't take me over, but here, you can have this. So he gives... Nobunaga, the birth driver. And so after firing Edgy, the male Pterodon Yummy arrives for one more memories for his memory, with Nobunaga becoming Kamen Rider Birth to fight him while getting the people's support, because he is Nobunaga, he will own Japan. So he's all Basu, and he uses all of his stuff, and the Pterodon Yummy runs away. So Edgy's all sad face, and he's confronted... Well, the ballerina chick is confronted by who we assume to be Giru, except we don't even know if Giru actually exists or not.
Geru, Geru.
And that'll be a huge discussion for the actual discussion of this thing.
We know that gun part exists, so...
Geru, Geru.
Geru, Geru.
Where's Pan? Trunks?
So...
General,
he was all, I make it yummy. Gun, good
uses,
gun.
Or Giru uses her, like, slipper thing to make a female Pterodon Yummy that starts fighting, and it gets killed by O's Gatakiri Ba combo.
Ooh, an accent.
Wait, what's Gatakiri Ba?
The female Pterodon Yummy that gets
killed. No. What's Gatakiri Ba?
O's.
It's a joke because he hasn't used it.
Oh.
Get it? You're taking all serious? Oh, idiot.
So Nobunaga's like, oh, I'm running out of cell metals. Fuck. Argh. And so he's losing his memories again. And he's like, Edgy, how can you live life without desire? And Edgy's just like, because I love people. Huh?
And oh, I hate Edgy.
So Nobunaga goes to find the ballerina chick at the hospital. and he heals her leg because he feels bad for hurting her. And so Dr. Maki shows up with the three black cores, so Sori, Connie, and Evie, following legitness.
Legit.
And he's like, I don't know what he does because it's off screen, but he like shoves them into his butt or something.
Ass. It's the idea, except...
And so it turns dirty. Into a complete greed form. And so it's like, he's got like this big derp face. So he's all like, and so.
He's all, I've got a derp face.
Sagozo and him battle, and he.
Sagozo!
He defeats Sagozo! How can you beat Sagozo, really? And so Nobunaga's lying there. He's all like, Eiji, thank you for opening my eyes.
He's Gaja!
Bokincha!
He's like, give Ballerina Chikmara.
Cinderella!
And then he turns into Cell Metals. And during that whole battle, the ballerina chick was like dancing in the corner of the screen.
Oh, this shit creeped me out.
It was obnoxious. But we'll get to that later. And so the three black cores rise from the pile of Cell Metals and go pachoo and whisk away into the next part of the movie.
Actually, it says the three black core metals fly off with Edgy in pursuit.
Well, Edgy follows them. He chases
in pursuit.
After them.
In pursuit.
We also see that, in fact, Bandai is wrong with their toy because they're stupid and didn't watch this movie.
Well, they were smart and didn't watch this movie.
Okay.
Either way is correct. Portion.
There's a giant fire monster. They blow it up. All right, let's discuss. Okay. I don't know. I'll half read this, half make jokes. I don't know. Okay.
Having obtained the most
intense Kamen Rider battles. Damn it. Having obtained the... Okay, this is movie work core, by the way. just FYI. Having obtained the most intense Kamen Rider battles in the memory... Okay, I'm not going to read it like that. In the memory, the Peridot Yummy is caught off guard when the black core metals appear and combine with the guy memory to form the Beast! And he's like, I'm going to destroy Empire City and then New Maris. And then Niz shows up, Nick shows up. She's like, hey, man.
Hey, man.
Oh,
you're
wait.
You're going to destroy the city, man?
That's the wrong thing.
The babies.
You do it so much better than I do. And then it's all like status quo and stuff. Okay, anyway, people are so confused. Okay, so Combat 4 is just a big flaming ass. Like, not really. Like, that would look funny. It'd be a good parody.
What about wheelchair?
And Akiko's in horror as Edgy saves her because she can't even believe the clothes that he's wearing. And Edgy assures her that his father had reasons for becoming Kamen Rider, even though Edgy's never met him before in his life. So Kamen Rider Core just begins destroying shit. Nose and Double's like, hey, you want to tag team this bitch? And they're like, whatevs. And then they fist bump. Not really. It would have been cool.
Fist bump!
So he goes underground and he's all like, blah, 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 blah. And then Double goes Cyclone Joker Extreme and Oz goes... La Tarar Tar, so he can have tar feet. And
Hey, man.
La Tarar Tar?
It was a joke. God. Hey, man. Why you gotta mess with my babies?
What's the yellow combo?
I don't know what this La Tarar Tar is, Dawson. Could you elaborate, please?
It's a kitty cat.
Whoa.
I like kitties.
What's up, boys? Get... Whoa.
So, anyway. Okay. Anyway, they find a giant crystal under the earth, and they're all like, man, it's the source of his power, blah, 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 blah. This is stupid, and I hate this movie. And then the two Kamen Riders call him a mockery of what Kamen Rider truly is. They're right. He's just a floating ass.
He's just not even... go on fire with missing limbs.
And then Ankh shows up, and he's wearing Axel's clothes, I think, if I remember right. And they're like, who the fuck are you? And he's like, you forgot me already? And he actually gives O's medals, and he becomes Tasha Dora. And then because of that, Double's able to transform into Cyclone Joker Gold Extreme because the figure art's due out. And then they combine, and then Double Rider kick him, and he explodes. And then with a renewed sense in the faith of Kamen Rider, Akiko's like, man, I guess I'll marry this gay guy so we can get legal rights to healthcare. And then they go off and have their wedding, and Marissa is attending and learns that Sokichi asked her to take her place because he knew he would die because the spider explosion things didn't die with the spider dopant, which I think is completely stupid. And then it ends, and then I started just like dancing and celebrating because this was over and I could finally watch a movie on TV that I've seen 20 times already. Oh, it was
pretty bad. Rush Hour?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a couple things I just want to address real quick. The O's portion of this movie is not canon in the slightest to the TV
And it was
show.
Written by a hobo on the street.
In this movie, according to the screen at the end of the O's portion, Edgy has one of every metal, just one, except for Kujaku, Condor, and then the Puto Tira ones.
And he doesn't have Shaota. Oh, he does have Shaota.
He had one of each Shaota medal.
Yeah, I remember that now. That made no sense.
This is some sort of like perfect Edgy where he has one of every medal and that's it.
And he gets to carry it around himself like a big boy.
And Date is not in the movie at all.
Fuck.
First birth driver user is Nobunaga.
Ugh.
And then in the movie war core portion, god damn it, I'm mixing words together. Portion is Goto. So like Date doesn't exist in this
Goto Chan nice.
So this it's so effed. Like
it's so effed. Brian's he's going PG-13 on us.
Like the only thing I can assume is that like the O's that was in A to Z is the same. It is the same
they recognized
O's that was
him,
in this movie because they recognized each other. So
they're in the same non-canon.
This is an O's canon that is canon to Doubles canon, but not canon.
Not
to,
Zatcher's
to O's TV canon.
Oh,
I mean, no sense. Basically, TV O's and this O's are different. O's.
Do we have a canon that we can use on someone?
Right now, I just want to shoot a canon at the people who made this movie. But,
it was
you shouldn't
awful.
Advocate violence, Brian. Jeez.
I am violence. Violence.
Like, they fucked this up so badly. Like,
I will admit, the skull portion was
the
nice.
Soshite skull was fantastic.
I had no huge problems with it other than the fact that I really think Skull and his backstory, because I think they could have did a lot with this, would have worked much better as a Double Returns film.
Yeah, it would have.
It would work much better as its own movie.
Yeah. I mean,
just call it Skull the movie.
They had 100 minutes to do the Skull portion, the O's portion, and then Movie War Core. So it's not enough time compared to the whole like hour or more that the Double Returns films get.
Other than that, my biggest problem with it was probably Crystal Skull. I don't like the explanation that it just took him forever to finish the transformation. Like I was under the impression that the Crystal Skull, when he transformed into it, that was the prototype of the Skull memory, and then he would get the completed one.
That was
my impression.
That's how I got it too, to be honest. So.
And actually, when I first saw the pictures, I thought that was Skull before his skull got cracked in battle. I don't know why I thought that. But I like the idea of it being a prototype because he had a battle with Crystal Skull, and then he de-untransformed, or de-untransformed, and then morphed again. So he should have just gotten a new skull memory, and then it would have made me happy because that should have been a prototype because it was bald and shiny. And I rubbed it for good
balls.
Luck with my penis. So it was oily. I had coconut oil on it.
Oh God!
Help! Help! I just don't know what I'm saying.
You poked the screen and got turbo style, and then
how do you get? Is that an actual option? Are you serious?
Like I think the thing that bothered me the most about the Skull movie, besides the lack of length and the whole Skull Crystal thing,
the lack of length. What is wrong
that
with you?
That bothers me. You need to be healthy and lengthy and whatever.
God.
Was like the whole Matsu's the spider memory, that effect still being there.
Yeah, it should have been gone.
We've known through Doubles, like entire show, that if the Dopant's defeated, then whatever they did is gone, unless it had like a lasting effect, like destroying a building or something, and the building doesn't magically repair itself.
It's not Den-O.
But like that just bothered me, like. The spider should be gone. There's no reason for them to still be there when the memory broke.
Like, it was an excuse to say why Sokichi stowed away to Terra Venture. No, to stay away from his daughter. He could have stayed away from his daughter because he was busy being a Kamen Rider. He was like, I'm Batman. So Batman's busy.
Well,
the
spiders could have went away, and maybe he just didn't want to see her. So he's like, we'll pretend the spider
still exists. He's like, my daughter is a dolphin. He draws spider on hand. Look at this curse. Isn't that a Sharpie in your... Shut up.
That's what I'm going with right now. Is that it was gone, and he's just being a dick and didn't want to lose her.
Also, I don't remember because there's a chance it was. They were invented. Were Gaia memories invented before actual USBs? Unless USBs just weren't mainstream in 1999.
Come on, doing a lookup.
Do, do, do. I can't do the music.
I am a lookup. Hey, how old's Philip?
Like, actual Philip, or?
Like, how old should Philip supposed to be?
No, it's my English. What are you doing?
What?
I've been editing too many Dawson Rider written reviews. He writes like the children.
How old is Philip supposed to be?
Assuming he's not a Digimon, how?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know if they've ever said when he actually was
born.
Okay, because I was trying to figure out if Dawson's joke could be legitimate. Let's see. It says, well, wait. It says Philip died 12 years ago, and I'm pretty sure he was like, they said he was 5. So if he died 12 years ago,
he'd be 17.
From, thank you, asshat. I'm trying to subtract 12. 2009 minus 12 would have been 97. Yeah, so, because that's when they started making Gaia memories, so.
Dang it. Ah, fooey.
Yeah, because Akiko was 20 when the show started.
This joke would be funnier if we hadn't fact-checked it.
We always
live on air.
Jokes. We have to fact-check your jokes, Dawson. We have to. There's no two ways about this.
I can't find when flash drives started being mainstream. So.
Anyway, the Skull movie was decent. It just bothered me, the explanations about...
No, you Christmas bored our audience.
Like, well, actually, theoretically, in 1994, some scientist named Earl Jones. I didn't mean to say Earl Jones. Anyway, the Skull movie was the best part of it, probably.
Oh, Skull movie, like, made me hard in my pants, and then the rest of it was maybe confused and scared.
The O's portion just drove me crazy.
The O's portion was a piece of shit.
It wasn't canon with the TV show, which made me not really care about it.
And then it was just confusing.
It was confusing. It had no base plot besides, oh, hey, here's a Nobunaga that's not actually Nobunaga. He's actually a Cell Metal Greed. And
the Nobunaga thing, the storyline idea behind him coming from, like, being a nobody who doesn't know anything to running a company and taking over, it seemed like a storyline that would be in a TV show that would happen over a period of weeks or months. Yeah. Not something that happened in 5 minutes. I was honestly confused and had to think about what was happening.
Like, I mean, I understand that Nobunaga was, like, the greatest war general that Japan ever had, but I don't care who you are, you're not taking over a company in a day.
I didn't realize it was him at first.
I didn't even know who that was.
I was watching and I'm like, why are they talking to this man? Why is he important? And they're like,
why are they talking to this man? He's nobody.
That's Nobunaga. I was so confused. I didn't know where I was.
Him to be in Kogami's presence. and him being birthed just pissed me off. I'm like, where is Date? Where is he?
My washboard abs?
Like, that kind of ruined it for me too, because like I love Date so much.
Love his abs.
And I do.
McAbby.
My face all over that. And
he gives a new meaning to the name McRib.
And like him not being there kind of hurt the movie for me, just because I think I like his character the most. And I mean, I know it was Birth's first appearance because this aired before Birth actually appeared, but I think it did anyway. So I mean, that was weird, and he was weird. The whole plot was weird.
It just removed any charm that O's usually has. Like, O's can be really kind of boring and not make sense at times, but one of the things that helps me enjoy it is it has a charm to it. And without, like, Ankh there and just all these dynamics.
Yeah, Ankh was hardly in the movie.
Yeah, that bothered me a lot. Like, I understand, you know, we get irritated about the fact that he has to constantly just show up to give Edgy medals, but the fact that he really wasn't there at all was kind of obnoxious.
Even if he didn't give Edgy medals, I know that he would be there watching the fights to ensure that he got Cell medals.
Yeah.
And Core medals. And
he was only in the movie like twice.
And he was wearing Terui's clothes both times. Yeah. Oh, speaking of that plot about what's her name thinking that being a Kamen Rider was bad was totally forced.
It was. Like, it was I
understand
the stuff
better bad, but it was just there.
It was a forced way to force the whole thing together and force them into touching each other.
Force, eh?
Okay. So, movie core, like, when they all come together to do nothing.
Like, I mean, it was a fun...
Really? John was the beast?
To watch, I guess, but... I don't know. There was nothing to it to me.
Here, I have to go on a rant. This was stupid. This was, like, one of the, like, most lame excuses to get two writers to fight together. This memory and these medals merged together. They totally wasted the potential of the Black Core medals for being, like, a writer-esque greed or a cool-looking greed that just gave them stupid armor. Or even, like, as much as, like, we'd hate to see a figure out, like, an evil O's or something. I don't know. They wasted the potential for this. And they wasted the potential for the O's and double team-up. I know I've said it in our conversations, but I don't know if I've said it on the cast, but they set it up so perfect at the end of Double with Foundation X with the medals.
Yeah.
That they should have made this movie the one with stupid Burakwani, and then the next movie could have been the team-up closer to the end of O's, and done the crossover with Double and O's, and conjoining the two universes. They just fucked this up royally, because I would love to see a nice Foundation X movie. Foundation X movie. O's and Double movie about Foundation X. Maybe Foundation X made the Black Cores because they were studying them. It would just be so awesome, and I was so looking forward to seeing how they tie together. And then they made this piece of crap. I really didn't even enjoy the fight and the explanation of why he became Cyclone Joker Gold Extreme. It was just...
That was just stupid.
Like, he's like, okay. Since A to Z established that he got it because...
Everyone was wishing for him or something.
Yeah, because it was like the wind of encouragement through Futo and stuff.
But instead he got all boner face for Taj Ador, and he got gold. So golden.
He's so shiny.
That's what Emily sounds like now. After she became a smoker.
Hi. He's so shiny.
It just wasn't good. Like, yeah. I mean, it was only one third tolerable, which means overall it failed.
Pretty much. Like, it ruined that whole excitement I had for the O's and Double universes being the same. I don't know if they're going to use it in a TV show. I was thinking in the first episodes of how they were going to use it, and now I'm lost. They showed me medals and an Ankh and a cake, and I don't remember what happened after that. I think as soon as Kogami showed up, I forgot all about it being in the same universe as Double. He's like, look, I'm wearing a yellow suit. I'm like, ooh. It was just awful. Easily one of my least favorite Rider movies.
Yeah, I mean, especially compared to movie Tyson 2010 didn't really rock either.
But at least you get an excuse for making no sense.
Yeah.
He could just bite up and be somewhere.
But at least it made you rock out with your cock out and
jam out with your clam out. Oh, I'm sorry. It's from Harold and Kumar.
Anyway, I give it a
16 out of 75.
Okay.
Yeah, I just said.
I just made up two numbers that were far apart.
I was trying to think of a clever scale and I can't, so I'm just not even going to finish the joke.
Are we done bitching about this?
Yeah, I dare say we are.
I'm done bitching about you.
So now it's time for retrospective Ranger Rambles. Okay.
With Shuki,
Yep. Brian's officially me now. I signed my name over to him. I'm officially known as P-Tits. I don't know. That was a joke from Scary Movie 4 and I messed it up. Anyway. So, we were thinking about this week reworking the summaries because they were just getting too long. And the fact is, it was because I got complaints about forgetting stuff, and then I forgot Mike that one time, so I got paranoid about forgetting stuff.
That's why my summaries got so long. I got paranoid about forgetting stuff, and then it became a mess.
And then you forgot Mike. How could you forget Mike, especially after Kiefer requested the Mike joke? Anyway, so I put a poll up, and right now, keeping them but shorter, it basically is winning, because only three people had the balls to say, shut the fuck up, Dawson. I'm surprised Kevin didn't go in there and vote that one. He's been dying to vote that option. Anyway, so,
I thought about it.
Well, the three people that voted have glowy names, so I technically count them as two. Anyway, so I decided this week I'm going to do a slightly shorter summary that basically with the exception of a few events, is the bare minimum and see how it goes and let me know. Otherwise, we really don't need to do the summary. I just find summaries unnecessary in general, since I'm assuming if you're listening, you've seen this and you care about it. I can't imagine you would listen to us just ramble on and make a bunch of references to random stuff and just bore you to death about something you've never seen.
Well, I know people who listen to this and don't care about it. Oh, they claim anyway. they claim to care, but whatever.
Anyway, so let's try this. Okay, so SPD takes place in the year 2025, which is coming up soon, just like the Mattel hoverboards. Anyway, so aliens and humans live in peace, except one that is. Oh, wait, that's Time Force. Sorry. Okay.
So in order to protect that,
we have SPD, or Space Patrol Delta. So,
Space Patrol Delta.
That was really good. That was
great. Just go.
So anyway, humans accept aliens, even ones with a giant wasp's head, which personally, I would say, fuck a bee and then kill it.
He looks like the bee, except as a little kid with no suit.
Pretty much. So anyway, so in order to protect humans from alien criminals, because those are the only kind of criminals now, because they're different. Anyway, SPD protects them, so our main characters we're first introduced to are Sky, Bridge, and Sid, who are the B Squad, and they are soon forced to work with former criminals, with quotes around it, Z and Jack, and they all have super special abilities, and I have no idea why they're not higher ranked since they have superpowers. Anyway, so they become the B Squad Power Rangers, and they're forced to work together, and when A Squad is sent off on a mission and they mysteriously disappear, they're forced to protect Earth because the threat of Grumman is truly an empire is imminent. So so they're all cool guy face and they fight crime. And eventually we get a new ranger who is going to be Doogie. Well, that's the Japanese version, I'm sorry. So after confronting the guy that supposedly killed his wife, I don't know why, anyway. So Doogie joins the team as SPD Shadow, but only in situations in which they need him. So then, I forgot about Sam. Before that, we meet Sam, who's this little boy that also has powers, and we learn that the five Rangers and Sam got powers because their parents were involved in an experiment making the Morphers in 2001, and Sam has the power to move things around, and mysterious Scottish music follows him. So he's briefly deceived by Mora, but he eventually turns to the side of good and is recruited to SPD and gets a bike and he gets to ride it around the base. And then, so then after he becomes Shadow, they're all happy face for a while. And later, a force from the future arrives, SPD Omega Ranger! He's there to stop the Trubians from taking over because apparently 20 years in the future, or 25, I can't remember exactly, the Earth is taken over by Trubians, thanks to General Havoc, and he refuses to let the Rangers help him, but then they overpower the Circle of, like, death by becoming Super Saiyans, and he accepts them and reveals himself to be Sam, and he decides to stay in the past and learn from them, because he doesn't want to be a Gold Badge member anymore. So then they're all Team Face and stuff, and eventually they get a SWAT mode, which is cool, which really doesn't have any significance to the plot, but I felt like I should mention it. And one of the major plot points is Sky's dad being a Red Ranger, and he's all miffed because he was blue. And
we Red Ranger.
And count Sky's father's killer. And Sky eventually reprimands him by becoming the Red Ranger. And, And he kills his face with the Battleizer. So then, in the end, the A-Squad returns to take their post. And they end up being total D-bags and kidnapping Kruger. So SPD, A-Squad, and B-Squad face off, and they get their asses beaten. But then they go SWAT, and everything's super cool. And then they beat A-Squad, and they confine them to the cards because they're all ugly, especially the walrus thing. So while that was happening, the base is invaded by Broodwig, and he's all... What did I say, Broodwig?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Broodwig.
The Broodwitch.
Broodwig, that's his wife. Sorry, she was disgruntled. Anyway, Broodwing, nothing I have on my mind. Broodwing invaded the base, but the Rangers invade it and get the base back. And then Kruger fights Grum on his spaceship while the Rangers fight Omni, which is what Grum has been trying to revive all season. And they fight it in a spectacular American footage, and they win, and the day is saved, and Nova, a.k.a. Krista, a.k.a. Claire, shows up, and she's like, I'm a bitch, but wait, this is the wrong show. And she takes Sam back, and we finally get to see what he looks like. And then Sky gets promoted to Red, Bridge gets promoted to Blue, and Jack gets promoted to Clove Dealer. And then it ends.
Clone okay. Stealer.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I love SPD.
Insert fapping noises here because I can't do it as well as you two. Thank you. Ooh, double fapping.
Like, this is the season that got me back into PR. When did I start? It was after Shadow. It was after Omega 2. It was right. It was a little bit after Slot, I think. Yeah, but I think.
Thank you for your exactness.
Yeah, it was sometime shortly after SWAT, I think.
Dick face.
And so I went back and I was watching everything, and then I watched like all the new episodes live and stuff. I was like, yay! I love this season. It has so much going for it, but we'll go about that like as it goes. But like as for the story, it was a great adaptation. A lot of the like plot points for the episodes and stuff were taken from Deka. And I didn't entirely mind it watching this and then watching Deka. And then, like, just this week I went back and watched a lot of the key episodes again. Like, it didn't bother me as much here because the characters were so different, and we'll get to that later, but...
Well, see, also, like, not to come back to Samurai, but whereas Samurai, you see the exact same episode, even though, like you said, the characters were different, they actually did change stuff about the crime or the plot. Like, they were definitely different enough, and they had a different feel to them, and... that's the way I like it to be done. And people always complain that SPD used a lot of Japanese footage, which I don't really see as a problem because that's why they bought it. And there I see
that's why they bought it?
And I like with all the stuff they did with other American footage and suits, I see why during certain sets of episodes they had to take the Deka episode, change it. Dick episode. Sorry. The Deka episode, take things, change it, and then use the footage because they were saving money for later. Mm-hmm. And they did a good job of it.
They just in general changed things to fit the footage. Like, you know, just going off the premiere, for example, the premiere starts off, there's three of them, and then they add yellow and then red. Well, the premiere of Deka, red was on another planet and got transferred to Earth, and so it was just yellow, blue, green, and pink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like, okay, well, we need a reason that this guy comes running and screaming in the first fight like a madman.
You guys need a little help? Or
and,
in Japan.
So they just came with the whole thing and they had him be like the criminals and the just like all the different things about it and well, you know, he's all stubborn and doesn't really want to join and do this. He's like, fuck
and it
you,
made
Kruger.
Sense too.
Yeah, like they just did it. Like it just came out so well because it was different and to where we're using the footage, we're doing some of this, a lot of the same things, it's the exact same fight, mm-hmm. but we made it our own and actually made it cool guy face.
Like, just throwing like a couple things out there like that I watched. Like the episode where we met Sam, it was the one where the monster could turn people into dolls.
Oh yeah, I remember
that. And he had like a connection to Jasmine and stuff. Like we kept
does mean why by
we
death,
kept
though.
That we made Z the focus of the episode because she was in a majority of the footage
and so she's
we,
hot.
Yeah, we made her be
the mediator
for Sam, and we just kind of like lumped the Sam storyline into the Deka storyline to make something original. Yeah. And there was a couple others I was trying to think of, like Reflections, for instance.
Tetsu's story.
Yeah, that was a Tetsu-focused storyline, and then we just changed that around a little bit, made Omega the hero, and the story all about Sky and his dad. So
now, the question I have is the episode, okay, where he takes the morpher and becomes red.
Yes.
So how does that work exactly? So the morpher, each morpher, they all look the same, but depending on which morpher you grab... depends on what you turn into. Mm-hmm. Okay, so in the first episode...
they just randomly grabbed it with no instructions.
Yeah, how did they... because that made me think, well, in the first episode, when Kat's like, here, take a morpher, how did they know which one to grab? Like, wouldn't it have been funny if, like, they just grabbed the wrong one and suddenly Sky becomes the Pink Ranger?
This is the one I like to always explain like this. That happens in a lot of seasons, I've noticed. Like Lightspeed? Here's your Lightspeed morphers. Okay. Wait, don't you want your color? Okay. Let's hope it turns out for the best. I hope Carter gets pink.
But like the American storylines we had going for this series were just really well done, with Sky and his dad and Doggy and his wife.
Arguably Sam.
Who turns out to be alive.
Sam's whole from the future while still being in the present thing.
And being a shitty ball of light.
A-Squad.
Oh, definitely A-Squad.
A-Squad. And then Boom being the Orange Ranger.
Yeah, that was awesome.
We'll Orange Range?
And
I have to say, like, having watched Decca, like we all have,
yeah,
they did a great job of streaming together pretty much 50 episodes of unconnected stories into, like, a connected story about Grum wanting to revive Omnimon.
Yeah.
Like, and there's all those little things, like, in that flashback episode. They're like, oh, yeah, this is why he wants the diamonds. That's why he went to the store to pick up crackers. Like, that's why this is a great job.
This is why Nice Grum was in that one episode.
This is such a great adaption. Like, they did such a great job of, like, all right, let's take this and give it a story and make it even more awesome.
And then not even more awesome than your mother. Oh.
So, I mean, I think the storyline was fantastic for what they had to work with. I love it.
Yeah, me too.
I thoroughly like SPD. It made me hard in my pants every time I saw it.
And just because this whole thing doesn't really fit in any other category, I love the vibe that it gives off.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, it gives a really great sci-fi vibe, and then, like, the cartoon, like, comic book transitions worked really well, and it just had a great just feel to it, and it felt really different from Decca. Like, even the command base, like, the Decca command base looked really depressing in the inside. And the SPD one was all bright and, like, sci-fi-like. And it was just – it's such a cool, like, sci-fi, like, superhero vibe. It was really neat.
Yeah.
It felt really like Space Cops.
Because they're Space Patrol Delta.
To protect and serve the galaxy on Jetix. I miss Jetix and that little guy. He was my buddy.
Team ups.
Moving along.
Yeah.
Okay.
Energy Orb with Trent.
We had two team ups this season, both with Dino Thunder. One was supposed to be like a some sort of like DVD exclusive or something. Wormhole was.
Yeah.
And then.
Then they forgot how to make DVDs.
I forgot what the actual one was called. History?
Yes, there we go.
Okay, so History was definitely better than Wormhole.
Yeah. I felt like, when you're making team-ups from two different timelines, there's a bunch of different ideas and ways to go. And so I felt like they just couldn't decide. And they just did both. And instead of making one good team-up with one way, they made both ways, but shitty.
Basically. Like, one was, let's bring it was just the core three, right?
Yeah.
The core three into the future, and we'll be like, hey, this is your future, but you're going to forget it because we're going to use those deneuralizers from...
Yeah, Men in Black.
Yeah. And so you had that one, and then you had Wormhole, which had first just three SPD Rangers, and eventually they all got there, going to the past... And it was just, it was a mess. Like,
and then Trent was there, and then Tommy came in, and he was like, whoa! Like,
Tommy was
there. My disgruntled friend attacked me again.
He was voiced by Trent. And it was a mess.
I definitely, like you said, liked History better. I liked the idea more. And I liked that they had the Dino Gems in, and they're like, oh, I bought him on Onyx. I was like, he said Onyx, that's from space! And that made me all happy. And, like, that whole idea kind of tied it into the universe better. And,
Was that where the Onyx reference was? I read somebody's comment about that on the Bram Boys. I didn't remember where it was.
Yeah. And it was also, there was footage taken from a Deck episode, which I remember, which they pretty much seamlessly transferred in, which was nice. With that scientist dude and then the crazy thing. Get off my truck! Best line in PR ever.
Get off my chest. Oh.
That's something different.
You're right.
All right. So basically they were crap.
Yeah, they were the last team ups to Overdrive. So.
Yeah. We ended on a really shitty note.
Yeah, we kind of did. At least they tried. I think.
Maybe. At least they tried.
In some circles.
Maybe.
Oh, I did think it was kind of cool that they revealed Connor, Kira, and Ethan's futures.
Yeah. And like,
except I feel like Connor should have had something different than a soccer camp. Like, really, they don't have to have all things associated with their hobbies. I mean, I played soccer when I was little, unfortunately. That doesn't mean I'm going to own a soccer camp.
And I wasn't gay as a child, so I didn't.
All right, so on to characters. Yeah, we'll start with Jack.
Jack. We'll start Jack Spetto.
Start with good old Jack. Jack Sanders.
Jack. SPD Red Ranger.
Jack was he? I really like Jack.
I like Jack 1, 2, and 3.
It was a character progression that it happened kind of on the faster side of things, but it worked really well. Like he's like pro streets.
He's the like, streets.
Man,
that's why Jack
I am
is awesome.
Awesome. I'm awesome. Better than you. And then he's like, I'm red bitches. I control you.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you're. I'm Red Ranger over here. You have to listen to me. It's in the rule book.
Get my dry cleaning. Thanks.
I was like, what the rule book is
come
this?
Over here,
I
give
want
me a blow
that
job.
Book.
Wait, this is Power Rangers. Oh, sorry. That was like a really good way of like showing his inexperience and like not really knowing. Like at the he didn't know he was leader. Like, what the hell, man? Who the fuck is squad leader? You. Oh.
Oh.
Sorry. And like those whole transitions between like showing up in his pajamas and not knowing and then like ordering them around was a great job of showing like him testing out different ways of acting as the Red Ranger.
Yeah.
And then Sky with being a total douche towards him, like he's like, dude, what's your problem? I should have been Red Ranger. I don't care. I'm Red Ranger. Get over it. God. Go sit in the corner while I fight. Okay.
So. I definitely understand where he was coming from, though, since some street tough just became Red Ranger.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, he did just say he wouldn't follow a chick, although, granted, she is pretty fucking stupid.
Like Brian said, like, it was a great character progression from, like, a rebellious criminal to, like, actually taking his job serious and, like, by the end, like, willing to arrest Allie for doing the same thing he was, or at least so he thought. Mm-hmm. And then, like, it was a great thing at the end where it showed that he liked being SPD Red, but once his job was done, he wanted to go back to doing what he loved, which I thought was nice.
Yeah, like I don't like it, and I like it at the same time. Like I don't like it just because I mean it made the hierarchy of command so fucked up at the end of the show.
Oh yeah, wait till you get to Overdrive.
but I mean I just like it that he kind of like he's like I did my duty, I saved the planet. I'm just gonna chillax with this hot chick and give people clothes.
And then bang in the back of the truck.
Yep.
Probably. If the vans are rocking, don't come a knocking.
Also, because I have to make sure I mention it, I love the part of the pilot when everyone's saluting and he doesn't know how to do it, so he just like bumps his chest. Like, all right, later, bitch.
He's just kind of like.
It's pretty funny.
But yeah, I thought Jack was a really fun red, I think.
And I liked him as a red. He was good. He was good.
Alright, so Sky. I feel about Sky very similar to how I feel about Jack. Total like douche at the beginning. He's like, dude, I'm the best ever. And my dad was Red Ranger, and I'm gonna be Red Ranger because I'm awesome. And
my dad stole Wes's suit and then put an SPD badge on it. Time Force. I think I said SPD.
Like, I guess just kinda like Jack, his character progression was really good. He ended up being a pretty likable character by the end of the show.
Yeah,
The storyline with his dad was entertaining.
Didn't they bring like little kid Sky's dad's helmet or something?
Yeah, it was like here's your dad's like
that was
half burned helmet. I'm like,
there's
that
your head, Boba.
What?
He's like, I will get revenge on him.
Somebody was watching Star
like,
Wars when they saw that.
It's like if someone got killed in like a war, it's like here's your dad's bloody uniform. Here you go.
I think they were watching Attack of the Clones when they were writing that, and they were like, I know. This will be
that
perfect.
That was really like pushing the envelope for Power Rangers, though, which was kind of neat.
Yeah.
But he has a great progression. Like, he started off as such a dick, and like, oh, well, Sid's a girl. He's like, oh, she can't be red. Lol, women are second. I watched Tosh last week.
I can't follow her. She has a vagina.
Like,
and
sir, she's a girl. I'm like, you're such a sexist.
I had to mention it. Like, I know the whole point was that he learned his lesson by the end, which I'm sure he did.
He said it, and Lazy Coconut's eyes started bleeding.
But, like, the fact that Kruger said the reason he didn't get Red Ranger is because of how he answered those questions at the beginning, where he said, how would you feel if I appointed so-and-so? And he asked him the same questions at the end. All he had to do was remember what the right answer was. He's like, all right, you're ready. He's like, fuck yes. And then he goes back to being a dick. But I'm sure that he did learn his lesson, but it just seems funny.
Yeah. All right, so,
I have to say, for the last two, the acting is really good.
Oh, yeah. We'll kind of wrap. I guess we'll do that in our final thoughts.
I guess so, yeah. I just didn't stick it. Yeah. Oh, God. I'll stick it in the toast since we're talking about Bridge.
Lick it and stick
it. It's buttery.
Buttery.
Bridge is fantastic. He's so funny.
Bridge was easily my favorite character in the show and probably one of my favorite Rangers, period. Like, Bridge, I love this guy.
Bridge is awesome.
Like, he's easily the best comedic Ranger we've had.
He's one of the best.
Like,
I'd argue Ziggy, because I like Ziggy.
Oh, I love Ziggy. I think he's up there with Bridge, but I think it's just because I love SPD so much that I kind of, like, give Bridge a little bump up.
Like,
I also like Dustin, too, he's definitely really good.
Comparing it to sort of, I forgot to do it with Sky, but, like, Sen was kind of more of a quirky guy, too, but Bridge was so different and a lot funnier. And he was Wes Baudes. And, like, they did a good job of that. Like, he was such a different character. Mm-hmm. And to me, the shrinking pose is Bridges, not Sen's, because I saw it first. I'm convinced Sen traveled into the future and stole it.
Yeah, I think so.
And this is the buttery thing. I think it's so funny that just, like, exploded, and it was meant to be, like, a one-time thing.
Yeah, it was, like, a one-time thing that he, like, made up on the fly. And it just stuck because the people that were filming and stuff loved it? And they're like, just keep doing that. I'm like, okay. Like, it's really funny, and he's so quirky and weird. And he's, like, so entertaining to watch, too. Matt Austin does a terrific job at that role.
Yeah.
Okay, moving boy.
Especially when he gets all confused about things. He's like, wait, what?
In the future,
I was green.
Then I was then blue.
Jack Quinn, Scott got promoted, so I became blue.
And then our mentor's a dog. Cut to Adam. Are you studying Adam's a dog?
That entire thing was great. We'll talk about that come once a Ranger. But Bridge, I love Bridge. I love Bridges. They help me cross water.
The only unfortunate thing is he didn't really get any too much background story.
Yeah.
Because everyone else kind of got at least one little, like, moment or mention or something that kind of established their character. Bridge was just kind of doing his thing, but he's still a great character, but...
Yeah, I agree. He didn't really get too much of a backstory. But he's Jewish, and that's all I remember from my watchings is that he's Jewish.
Yeah. And then he helped that dumb bitch Sophie girl who I want to punch right in the face. I hated her. She annoyed the piss out of me.
Okay, then.
A lot of anger.
There was no hidden anger. What are you talking about? Sophie, die, bitch.
Wait, what?
All right, so Z.
She's pretty.
Kevin claimed her KO. Look out.
She is very pretty.
Also, Jasmine Y.S. Bardesso.
and she could split into multiple people.
Multiply.
Which is even better.
Think about how helpful that will be.
I know.
I'm not even talking about sexual things either.
Oh.
Like, just splitting yourself all like, oh, you record reviews. You go watch everything that I need to watch.
Tiger and Bunny, so I can watch this other stuff that keeps distracting me.
Like, you, go clean the house. Okay. Split. But, I mean, as far as Z's character, like, she shared a lot of the progression that Jack did, except it was much more immediate because she wanted to do...
Yeah, it was different because she wanted to change and Jack didn't.
Yeah.
Jack's like, oh, fuck you, I like stealing.
She had a really
She's more like, well, I really don't wanna, so I won't anymore, thanks.
She had a really great, like, sarcastic attitude.
Yeah, I like her. It was like, she was intelligent, nice, but still had, like, a street attitude. And, like, at the beginning, she had, like, this weird, like, kind of like New Jersey-ish accent.
Yeah.
And then just disappeared at like episode 3.
This guy's like, you know, you can stop talking that way where you're not on the streets anymore. She's like, but do you want tickets to the Bears or actual Bears? He's like, all right, I'll take the Bears.
I mean, I enjoyed Z a lot more than Sid just because...
Sid's a bitch, yeah.
Yeah, Sid was well, like...
What we need is a ghetto ranger. That'd be fantastic. Just a chick that comes in, girl, please.
That would be pretty funny.
Jack, oh, I know like you did speaker. Not just try and shoot Leticia. Me.
Yes.
Bitch, yes. I'm going to call my boyfriend up.
He's over there, hold me back. Hold me back. Oh, I cannot get my Wild Weave in this helmet. Mm-mm.
All right, anything else about Steve?
No. Other than we just did a parody of a Black Girl Ranger.
Okay, so Sid.
Ho bag.
I just kind of covered my thoughts on Sid. She was nice.
She was pretty to look at.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
She served her purpose well, I think. Being
she got
like
a little bit development, like yeah. wanting to, you know.
Well, that was the surgery. Oh wait.
It was like she wanted to prove to her parents that she wasn't this princess mm-hmm. and become like a police officer or whatever. But then she stayed the same. Like she didn't act any different.
Yeah.
It wasn't kind of like Summer, what we'll talk about later. Where she actually changed. She just was the same, like, excuse me, you're sitting on my dog. Shut up. Stop. This is my room. No.
You're sitting on Peanut.
I forgot her name. Peanut.
I wanted to stab her for that.
Like, I mean, she was probably my least favorite of the five. Just kind of like Deca Pink's my least favorite of their five.
You don't like her baths?
Like, I don't. Pink is usually my least favorite. I'm sorry.
It's because it's the girl.
It's usually well,
wait
like the
till you just get Daniel Tosh for first female pink and you'll be fine.
Epic.
First female pink? What?
Damn it. You just called Daniel Tosh a female. I don't know why I slipped into an accent. I'm sorry.
I don't know. All I know is that for some reason she shrank when she morphed. That's all I know. All
right. Well, look at Jack. He got stilts. Anyway, we got a lot to cover. Let's go.
Alrighty, so, Doogie.
Doogie!
Or Sam's next, but I want to go in order.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Kruger is my homeboy. He is the shit.
He's John Tuohy.
I love Kruger.
I want to make love to his lizard ears.
First of all, he's voiced by John Tuohy, which is awesome. And, I mean, he served kind of the same purpose as Doggy did in Deca. And they're very similar characters, but... I just kind of like ours more because he felt more alien.
Yeah, like I liked the suit. Like despite the head being giant, I can look past that for the fact that it looked more realistic and, like you said, more alien.
The mouth moved.
Like and the eyes moved.
Like there was a lot more emotion to convey through our version of Kruger.
Through animatronics than a foam head.
Yeah, like. That was my biggest problem with Deca's Doggy, was it's like his mouth moved occasionally, and his eyes moved occasionally, I think. And that was like...
His hair didn't move like Jason.
That was like all you could really do with it. When you get to our side of things, you have SPD, your main prop guy is Greg Aronowitz, which is fantastic at what he does.
He wouldn't fuck up Octoru.
And he makes like the same kind of concept, like alien dog, except actually makes it look alien and awesome, and it can do all this shit and convey emotions that the other one couldn't. And I just really liked the presentation of it. And yeah. So, I mean, I liked the presentation, I liked the voice actor, and, I mean, his entire character, like, upholding the justice, trying to find his wife. And
I kind of wish he stayed dead, though, because I hate that. It's always a cop-out.
I want people.
The wife was already dead. Not him, the wife.
Oh, the wife, okay.
Yeah, because that's always a cop-out. Like, the wife's alive. No, Bone Cat. Like, it bugs me when they're like, oh, everyone's alive all the time, ever. Like, Tizon's girlfriend. No, they're just dead.
I forgot Tizon existed.
I thought Tizon
was a homo. So.
I thought Tizon tried to kill Doogie. Oh, wait. He was bullying Ethan. I'm sorry, wrong guy.
He was bullying Ethan.
But just, like, I felt more connected to Kruger than I did Doogie.
Yeah, I think he felt like he had more of a purpose in SPD.
Yeah.
Because he was in everything. He was always there. He was like, do this now! And
It felt like he more connected with the main five, because that's probably part of the reason, which I forgot to mention, when he recruited the other two, which it made more sense if you think about the fact that he knew they were all children of former employees and they had those powers, so he's kind of watching over them. Mm-hmm. And it felt like he kind of was trying to gather them together.
He definitely was. He was definitely trying to gather them together.
Yeah, that was pretty cool too.
Getting molested.
Yeah, like, oh, we're going to make fun of you because you can multiply. You're a freak alien. What are you talking
that
about?
That confused me.
Yeah, like, lol, you're a freak, you can multiply. Like, have you seen your face? Gosh.
I really liked our Kruger. He was awesome.
Me too. He was awesome.
He took everything that was awesome about their Kruger and made it awesomer.
Seriously, he's John
Toohey. And then got John Toohey involved.
Which made it even more awesomer. It was the awesomest ever. Alright, so now we'll do Sam. Sam is a really interesting character to kind of try to talk about. Considering, like, Lil Sam and Big Sam are, like, completely different.
Pretty much.
Which makes sense, because...
because he grew up in a apocalyptic wartime.
Yeah,
Lil Sam was on E-Squad or something.
He was just, like...
He was on Z-Squad, get it?
Because he wanted a boner. Because, like, he was all little, and he's like, yay, I'm an FBD.
And he had Scottish music.
I want to be a Power Ranger.
And that was his bike horn, actually. In case you're wondering.
And I mean, there really isn't much to talk about Little Sam. Like, he was kind of a douchebag, but everyone hated him, so, I mean, it's kind of understandable.
Even the wasp freak. Seriously, that didn't make sense.
Like, the entire, like, system doesn't make sense. Like, you're weird, you can move balls with your mind.
Balls?
I like
balls. And here's this kid with a wasp face.
Yeah, honestly. And, like... that's one thing I did like better about Deka, is I like the idea that the aliens live amongst them, but they camouflage themselves, so that once your Sentai or Power Rangers year hits that year, there's an explanation for why there's not wasp heads running around. Because once we hit 2025, it's going to happen.
I guess. I mean, there might be actual wasp heads by then, so it's okay.
You never know. As long as the hoverboard comes out.
I mean...
but... go ahead.
As for Big Sam, a lot of people hate on him. He was kind of a douche at the beginning, and I think most of that is because Tetsu was a douche at the beginning.
Yeah, because he didn't want to work with them.
But I think his douchiness was more of like a caring douchiness. Like, I don't want you guys getting hurt, I can do this because I'm from the future and I'm awesome. That's how I justify it anyway. I don't really know if... I think he was probably just being a douchebag, but...
I kind of just thought, as a general, like, usual time traveler doesn't want people interfering with the natural flow of time. Like, he can only do it for whatever reason. That's the way I always see it.
Like, I didn't mind him that much. He was pretty good.
Like, the ball of light thing. That,
okay, can I say something about that real quick?
No, just kidding.
Okay, so that was a mistake, and I mean...
that was actually a person the whole time, but when they filmed it came out as a ball of light.
He was that ugly. I mean, like...
that's a frightening thought.
I am boot oogly.
Bruce Kalish, as much as you can hate on the guy, which is perfectly understandable, because he has tons of reasons to hate on the guy, has publicly admitted the fact that making Omega a ball of light was a huge mistake. They did it for the sole purpose of budget.
Budget, yeah.
They wanted to kind of lower the budget a little bit. They only had to pay for a voice actor instead of a real actor, because this was a fairly big-scale MMPR. There was lots of props involved and lots of detailed props. They had huge sets as far as the base is concerned. They had all of the different aliens that they needed, like, heads and masks for.
Unique props, like A-Squad stuff.
A-Squad, I'm kind of on the fence about A-Squad, because it's just the
Orange Ranger.
Space helmets with motocross armor.
Still.
But,
they had to pay for that green spray paint.
Yeah. Then you had some additional things like the Orange Ranger dream sequence.
The final battle.
And the most of their budgeting was because they wanted to do a very strong, awesome, completely original finale. And so they're trying to protect their budget, and it turns out they could have made him a person and still fit within their budget. But I don't agree with their decision, of course, because I would have preferred to have a person. But
his name be Anakin? Oh.
But I can respect the fact that they wanted to do a strong finale and do as much original like footage and original things and just make everything kind of feel a little bit more large scale. So, I mean, I can respect it. I don't agree with it, but I respect it.
Can I say my thing now?
Go ahead.
Okay, pretty much I agree with everything you said, because I usually do. But, like, that's why I never really get that mad at it, because I knew they were trying to save budget. Or at the time, they honestly didn't believe they could do it. And it didn't bother me also because the idea and the story behind Omega is really good. Like, the idea of the sixth kid, who's also, like, in the same powers boat as the other Rangers, growing up, being from a future of post-apocalyptic times, comes back, joins the team, he's from the future. I thought that was a really awesome idea. A lot of character development that was possible. And, like, the voice actor was pretty good. He had a really cool, like, generic kind of cool Ranger voice, I thought.
Yeah, what did Brett Stewart do?
It's kind of like Gold Rangers. He gets this cool quality in the beginning, when it was just him, this cool quality of just being unknown.
He didn't do too much of anything. He was a guest role in Hercules.
But, like I said, it's like the Gold Ranger type deal, like, gave this cool mystery type feel. And also, I think it benefited a little bit from not having a person because there was so many other people to work on, like the five Rangers, and then you got Doggy and Boom and Cat even. Is they had so many other people, is it kind of Sam's story was basically told, and he was there, and he fit his role well. Like, he didn't get faded into the background that much. He was there just enough to be like the Omega Ranger presence, and then everyone else kind of got their focus. So I really didn't have that big of a problem with it. And also, I love SPD, so I'm biased.
Like, he kind of felt kind of like a, not a tool, but particularly because, like, tool is such a negative thing now.
Yeah.
But, like, he was just kind of, like, there toward the end.
Yeah.
And, like, I think the character focus that they gave him early on, and just kind of like, okay, we established things, let's focus on the characters that are really cool.
Like, if he had an actor, I would have loved to have seen some stuff with him and Z and stuff like that.
Yeah. That would have...
And more episodes.
A lot of potential if he did have a person actor.
They would need more episodes, too, I think. Yeah. I want the episode to be adapted where that freaky spider thing's in love with them. That was, without a doubt, one of the weirdest episodes of Sentai I've ever seen. Maybe the weirdest.
That had cross-dressing and homosexuality and...
Oh, God.
That had everything.
It was weird just for the fact that it went nowhere. I was still waiting for the end of the... And the end of the episode was just him humping him, and then it was over. And I was like, what? I was waiting for 22 minutes for something to happen.
I'm sure Kevin loved that episode.
Any thoughts on Omega?
He... Ball of light. I mean, nothing that we haven't said already that I just wish he wasn't a ball of light. But, I mean, he had cool powers. And, you know, he did have that whole transformation from that being a dick in the beginning to being all team-up buddy-buddy. So, but other than that, no, I mean, nothing unusual. Just, I mean, he did cool stuff, had a cool Zord. Just would have liked to have seen him more than just, like, for about 3.5 seconds at the end. It was like the Skull Builder in the movie.
Hey, course. It got more time in the movie course.
It did. I felt so much better about owning it.
I know, right?
I'm like, it's in here for more than 10 seconds, and it's in motion.
It's moving. Oh, God.
This thing is justified now.
I know.
Okay, who's next? Because are we just doing all Rangers, including A-Squad and Nova and stuff?
It's covered. I don't know. I zoned out and fell asleep for a minute, and y'all were still on Omega.
There's a lot to say about a ball of light.
All right, so now we're going to kind of, like, shift over to, like, secondary characters in which
Lux
we
Jesus?
Talk about three of them.
Okay.
Yes, three of them.
This is the Wikipedia. Does anyone argue?
No, I'm just forming it in my head. Okay. So, obviously, start with Cat.
Cat.
Cat was sexy as fuck.
She was one fine pussy. I had to say it. I'm sorry.
Okay, so... Hotness aside,
she also knows how to fight like a penguin for some reason.
What about Jim Carrey?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Anyway.
Oh, I get it now.
I don't.
Like, her entire character, I felt, was loads better than Swan.
It was. Swan was boring. She just sat around with fake ears going, Doogie, Doogie. And Kat just had such a great, like, charismatic character and such a great feel and great chemistry with everyone. A great feel. She had a nice ass. A nice handful. Like, honestly. I don't know.
That all night, though.
She was just so great. And she looked a lot more like an alien than Swan, if Swan is supposed to be an alien.
And she could build things for them, like new Zords.
Was Swan an alien?
Yep.
She's a worst terrible alien.
Yeah. She was just pretending to be an alien.
That's why she had that whole bird motif with her ranger suit, because she's an alien.
Like, Cat's cat ranger suit fit the cat motif well, too. With the exception of the feathers, if you zoom in. But, like, the way the ears look.
Yeah.
Like, it was orange.
Yeah, I liked her transformation thing.
I just like Kat in general. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like you said, she's a really good character, and she kind of fit in with everyone, which is good. They all kind of fit in together, so she was enjoyable to watch on the screen.
Enjoyable to watch anywhere. I remember there was a behind-the-scenes slideshow at YomaCon, and there was a picture of her licking a popsicle, and everyone went crazy. It's like the entire room just turned into a giant bunch of horn dogs.
Everyone just pulled their lotion out.
Oh, God.
Like that joke. I use lotion to jerk off so much that whenever I see someone pull it out, I'm like, this guy's about to jerk off! That's from, almost a Happy Thoughts. Funny People.
Happy Feet? Oh.
Yes, it's from Happy Feet.
It's from the deleted scenes of Happy Feet about the science of penguin masturbation.
It's hard to do with flippers. No thumbs to grip onto.
Alright, so next up will be Boom. Orange Ranger! I liked that.
Shit.
That was awesome.
Like, he had a dream of being a ranger, but he couldn't because...
He was number zero.
Basically was too out of shape and was too stupid.
Poor like, Boom.
I love
like,
Boom.
Like you said, I'd be psyched to be Red Ranger. You'd be psyched to be the Pink Ranger. You're right.
You're right. Like, I like that. Like, Boom's character was my favorite of Kelson's roles.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, well, it was actually him.
Yeah, it's my favorite, but I also do have to just point out that I like Norg, because it's the only good thing about that program besides...
I like...
So many people hate Norg, too. I like Norg.
I love all three of them.
And Phineas was good too. Like Kelson Henderson was just cool, but yeah, I do agree that Boom was good just because it actually was him, as opposed to the whole suit thing. Yeah,
and he made a great bumbling assistant.
He really did. Oh, absolutely. Like, he was like Kat's assistant, just to give the show a little bit more comedicness. And I mean, he knew what he was doing for his purpose. So
like, let's go, Igor, and Igor just like. Break shit.
And I love, like, it's not to compare it to Billy, really, but the idea of someone that wants to be a ranger but can't, but is still contributing to it, which is cool.
Yeah.
Like Billy.
He's as close as he can. Well, like
in
Billy's
season one.
Because he got electrocuted.
It's Billy in season one. Yeah, I want to be a ranger, but I can't do anything to help.
I love the whole Orange Ranger dream sequence.
That made me awesome. Happy.
Even he's the only official Orange Ranger to date. Semi-official.
Even if it was a repainted space helmet, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
It looked more different than the A-Squad.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Alright, so Boom was awesome. Then, lastly, we'll talk about Piggy, because Piggy was important.
Piggy was important.
Piggy was kind of just
a record
like
producer.
Bumbling oaf. Like, he was like, I'm helping you, now I'm backstabbing you, now I'm helping you, now I'm backstabbing you. I'm like,
it's like pirates. It's like, get on with it already. Oh, shit, there's a fourth one?
So, I mean, he was an interesting character and stuff, but, I mean, I liked him, but he just wasn't that important.
Yeah, like, there's not a lot to talk about. Like, I liked him.
He was funny in his own way. Like, he was a different...
Yeah.
He was more comedically, for whatever reason.
Because we need more.
Like, and it was a good idea to have, like, a street informer, too, for, like,
yeah,
the police theme.
Yeah.
That was cool.
He fit the theme perfectly.
Yeah. And
it's like double having Watchmen and Santa Chan and stuff.
Yeah.
Except without
it was a lot
betrayal.
Like that, except he was a douche.
Except without the betrayal.
Yeah. And less Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Christmas.
You haven't even seen that movie. You should be ashamed.
Go fuck yourself.
Siegfried is Gibby 1.0.
He is.
He's foreign Gibby.
And you got some other people too, like Birdie and Silverback and stuff. But
which were, again, were our own suits, even though
they were a lot better suits.
No, we did use
the suits in the finale. Yeah, just had dipshit. Yeah. Listen when I speak.
Oh, did you say that? I don't listen.
You talked.
You don't listen.
You've kind of talked at the same time.
You don't listen until Thursdays when you edit this.
Yes. All right, so
just do it to keep his sanity.
So Virens, we have a whole three of them to talk about.
First your mother, and then
Nova Ranger. She was there.
Oh yeah, Nova was there. She had no character.
She was
a lot more
like Power of the Shining Moon.
That's not till next season.
Oh right, she was like, I love trees. Oh wait,
that was last season.
Damn it!
Can't get this right. But yeah, she was just there because they had the suit. And
it was cool.
I'm the gatekeeper. I'm sorry.
Because we need to get Sam home somehow. So let's do it this way.
It was definitely neat that they brought her back to show another like ranger from his team.
Yeah.
It was a good idea, I thought.
And to find a way to get the Deca Bright suit in there.
She was a lot more likable than Deca Bright. Right. Man, that chick was a bitch.
Nice use of the suit just because it served its purpose, and I'm glad we got to use it.
Yeah.
All right, so villains. Grum.
Grum is awesome.
Okay, I'll say this.
He's the butt baby of Jaden and G.
The actor,
I like him better as Grum.
He does a lot better job as a villain, like a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like even when he played like human nice or human Grum or whatever, he seemed like a better actor. And Samurai,
it's
just
probably
like,
the voice is why he's like,
Jaden.
Jaden. You need to go fight the Nylocks. No, it's more like Broodwing. Send the Crybots. Arr.
Broodwig. I'm banging your wife, Broodwing. Broodwig. Lols.
Grum was. I don't know because, like, he didn't do much.
He was really badass, and he had his own kind of like Mezogok. He had his own like dark Darth Vader type theme, which was cool.
He sat there and. Babysat Mora and told Broodwing to do shit.
You know, it was kind of like you said last season with Mezogog. He was a good example of a threatening villain that could still have comedic moments. Mm-hmm. Wait, that wasn't Mezogog, was it?
That was Lothar.
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, because it was like with Mora when he's like, Mora, stop being a British bitch! And then he could still be threatening.
Like, I can't help it.
I like the design too, like, and I like the fact that he had one horn cut off. Like, we know how it happened later, but I like the fact that like it made him seem war torn, and it was just cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grum was fun.
He's not my favorite villain by any means, but I found him enjoyable enough.
Yeah, I liked his.
Grum was fun.
All right, so Broodwing.
Wig.
He was the main villain for Deca.
Yeah.
And we turned him into
him
a secondary villain here while still
just
being
like
kind
with
of
Time
a
Force. Nerd,
but he was okay, I guess.
Yeah, like basically he sort of took on the role of the guy, I forget the name, from Deck Ranger, just like selling people stuff, but he mainly sold for Grum. And they created this really confusing line about Trubians because they made it sound like it was Grum, but he just bought them all from Broodwing. I don't know, but he was okay, and like his betrayal was, I don't know, he was alright. I don't know, I don't really have a lot to say about him.
Yeah,
he was all, I'm Broodwing and I'm a bat with a fish tube on my head,
pretty much.
I'm like Evil Zordon, I have a tube on my face and I'm a bat.
Like his betrayal at the end made sense, but it made more sense in Deca because he was just,
it wasn't
pissed.
A betrayal.
It was not betrayal, I mean like his like deciding to go after the Rangers themselves because he was like, he was pissy. They were killing his business.
Yeah.
And this one, he's just like, oh, I'm just going to go crazy. Whatever.
Mora / Morgana, whatever.
That was... I don't even know what to say about that.
I like that.
I think she was a nice, original, like, U.S. character. A way to make the monsters sense. We didn't do the whole intergalactic...
Villain criminals.
Thing.
She kind of annoyed me, though.
Oh, she definitely annoyed me. Like, she was such a little bitch.
Like, I want to be a kid again. Go fuck yourself. Doesn't everyone? Like...
And it's like, it's not like she's an old woman. She's just like a hot chick when she grows up.
Yeah. Like, I want to be a kid again. I hate it. I'm like, shut up.
It was really unique, though.
You're tolerable, like, now. And then she turned into a little kid again. I'm like, damn.
From the way that she created monsters to just the idea of her changing back and forth.
Yeah.
And both actresses did a good job. Like, she was a pretty good kid actress.
Yeah.
Definitely better than these Kiwi.
Oh, no. She totally acted great. Like, her acting was really tolerable for kids, since most kid actors kind of fail. But
and the Dr. Maki doll 1.0.
Yeah.
Don't forget that.
Oh, God, that was creepy.
What was his name? Stacy?
Susie Sunshine, I think.
There we go, yeah. Sissy Sunshine.
Okay. She'll eventually come back and voice the Sphinx chick in Mystic Force.
Sphinx?
The Who? Morgana, rather. It's
doll.
Morgana.
Oh, okay, God. I thought you meant the doll. I was getting scared.
I don't think the kid went on to do anything.
Okay.
The doll, look at voice acting session one, the doll's just sitting in front of a mic. Why did you hire this idiot?
Speaking of, like, returning people, the Hydrax, the plant, plant one, that was Fran from Jungle Fury.
Really?
Really.
So I don't like either of them.
You don't like Fran?
No.
Oh, God, that'll be a debate.
Like, it'll be fun instead of just like, oh, my God, let's all love.
And, like, our final villain was Omni, and, like, he was like, girl, my fuel Omni, and blah. Like, he just magically showed up.
Yeah.
Like,
I thought it would have been a cool idea if he was the remnants of Dark Spectre that Grum was trying to bring back to life in a different form. It would be. But it was a cool idea that throughout the whole season, his whole plan was to bring back this thing. But it didn't do anything. It's like the Beast. It just showed up to die.
Yeah, basically.
Well, actually, the Beast got a story, but anyway.
He just showed up because he needed something big to face.
Yeah.
But it was a good idea, just not a whole lot of development other than he was just an evil thing.
Yeah. That's really about it. I mean, you have the Crybots and stuff.
Do we want to talk about A-Squad at all?
We'll talk about them next. I mean, the Crybots were...
Oh, yeah, sorry. I was just trying to figure out where we're going to fit them, that's all.
I don't really have any thoughts about the Crybots, really.
They made... noises.
Like, okay, you sound like Magnemite.
Pretty much. I like the fact that it was sort of like the first year that I can think of that they had different strength levels.
Yeah, like different orange. Like ranks of the grunt bad guy people things.
That was cool.
Yeah.
And we always say this a lot in different things, but they fit the theme well.
Yeah, like robots and stuff.
And the noises were pretty good that they made. They're better than the ones in Deca.
Yeah, and then the blue heads and the orange ones had voices.
Yeah, they were like, generic, like, growling voice.
Alright, so A-Squad, since they're villains technically, spoiler alert.
Well, wait.
I like A-Squad as an original U.S. thing, but, I mean, as for... like, anything else. I mean, they were just kind of there for their plot device.
Yeah, there's not anything to talk about, like, character-wise in terms of just the
Charlie
plot.
Charlie had the most character, and she was just a bitch.
A bitch. All of them had that face, like, they look like either they're going to be a bully or gay. Like, that's the face.
She's just like, get with it, Kruger. Everyone wants to be on the winning team. I'm like, screw you.
What are you, Strike? What is going on?
Go away, ho.
She was a lot like Strike. Like, she was like chick Strike.
Yeah.
And then you had that walrus guy. He was like a walrus beaver.
Yeah. And then those two guys that were white and black, but they looked like the same person, just one of them was tinted different. I think they just did that in editing. And it was actually twins. But I don't even think they talked.
No, they didn't. There were some grunts and some suit talks. I don't know if they ever had speaking roles outside, because they would have to pay more money.
Like, the idea behind it happening was foreshadowed good. It was obvious, but it was still done well. And
yeah,
it was cool,
I mean, it
to
was,
see Base Squad prevail.
It was really obvious. Because Bridge is like, there's something wrong with them. I don't like them at all. And Sky's like, dude, they're A-Squad. They're the best. I want to be them. Like, no, you don't, dude.
No, you don't. They're dicks.
And it was a good, like, because like the whole thing is sort of space police themed, a good like representation of what would happen if like dirty cops type deal,
yeah,
which is kind of neat. Yeah. And that I was thinking about that. I don't know why I'll philosophical, but that idea presents itself in giant ranger recruiting facilities. You can get corrupt people rather than when you just recruit five people.
Yeah,
less chances of just getting dicks.
Yeah,
but it was a really cool idea, and it was awesome to see that they piloted the Megazord and stuff in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then they're like cleaning up their mess. Like, it was
the suits were fun too. I mean, it was kind of like painfully obvious space helmet, motocross armor, but it just kind of meshed well with the whole like super armored cop thing.
Yeah, like a SWAT type deal, but not like special forces. And they were the A squad, so they got shitty suits.
Yeah.
You're not the main characters, so here you go, motocross armor. Okay.
And, like, it was just a cool idea that the Rangers weren't, like, you're the number one choice. They were, like, they were the other guys.
Yeah, they were the second choice.
Yeah.
Like, they were kind of, like, always first choice in Krieger's mind.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as, like, the actual hierarchy of command, like, they're like, you're the second guy. You're here because the first guys are gone.
Yeah.
So, you gotta do your best, okay? And so, like, that was really interesting. Like, the entire dynamic worked really well, I think. Didn't like any of the characters, but their entire concept was good.
They were all
very good concept. Right, Squid Face was fun. Oh wait, no, it wasn't. Squid Face. It's stolen from Star Wars.
Wasn't there a squid guy in the finale? Like one of the helper people that showed up, like had a squid face or something.
There could have been.
There were some weird ass people in the finale.
There was. Oh, I forgot to mention, in the third episode, in the training sequence, there's one of the guys had, like, the mask heads from the Mighty Morphin movie, those big rock creatures. It was just a guy, like, in a workout shirt with that on. It's pretty awesome.
There's a guy in a workout shirt that has the Aquatar head.
Oh, that's awesome.
There was a guy doing stuff? Oh.
In Piggy's restaurant, there's, like, a Tenga somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I don't think there was putties, but there was a lot of monster throwbacks and like
like I love that they had that.
The back of SPD and then Piggy's little shack thing. Like,
they did a good job of having small subtle references throughout it about just a larger PR universe, which is cool.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that, like, as a whole.
Especially since it was the first season with a new producer.
Yeah.
And because it'll make Satcher scream and kill himself.
Alright, so, Morph, right? Next?
Yeah. Yes. Right. Yeah.
I love this Morph. Like, it's flashy, but still entertaining. And it's not too long either.
Yeah.
I just Samurai. Like, we glow, and then we shoot down this, like, tunnel thing and get our helmet, and then we pose.
Yeah, it was nice. I liked it. And like how they, like, customized Kruger, like, rips his off like a ninja.
Yeah.
Underneath here, when I'm naked, I glow. That's how sexy I am.
He's like Dr. Manhattan from Watchmen. He just glows all the time.
And, like, I like how Sky's red morph just looked funny, like, I have to say.
It looked kind of, like, forced. Like.
Yeah, it did. But it was cool that they actually made it instead of just
having, doing, like, instant. They actually took the time to make something new.
Like the A-Squads, where it just, like, surrounds them.
Yeah.
Or they just cut to him already morphed.
It's like, ching, and then they're like, oh, okay. But, I like the morph. It was fun.
That was fun.
Yep.
And so suits. I love those, too.
Yep, love them. They're awesome. They're really just cool. Like, I love the numbers being on the side, and helmets were cool, and
Shadow Ranger is still, like, one of my favorite rangers.
Oh, yeah, that thing is the shit.
I just really like it.
Like, how unique is it that it's actually not a human, it's a dog alien.
That somehow fits his snout in that goddamn helmet. That still confuses me.
Again, if Justin can become taller,
fair enough.
If Maya's boobs can shrink, then you need to just accept this.
Fair enough.
It's just so cool, and it's like 100, because he's awesome.
I know, right? He can take down 100 bad guys in, like, a blink of an eye.
Outside of that throwback, why was he 100?
Because, yep.
Like, it didn't make sense in Deca either. It was the same story, basically.
This thing about, because he can kill 100 bad guys really, really fast or something. I don't know.
Okay, he was just like, I am a pompous jerk. 100.
It looked good on the suit, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
Makes sense.
And Omega Ranger's suit was cool, too.
Yeah, I do like it. I love Omega suit. I don't like it as much as Shadow, but...
Yeah,
and it, it had the number, but in a different way, to, so it wasn't just like a complete ripoff.
Well, yeah, and it showed this from a different time, too.
Yeah.
He's the 6-1, but he's...
Really he's a gold badge.
And for some reason, Nova had a giant M on hers.
She was 1,000. She's the biggest egotistical bitch.
She's like, well,
I can kill 1,000 banging your electrical hands.
Because I can use the power of trees and moons and I don't know. I'm just lying.
And then Kat had a heptagon on hers for 7.
Really? And hers was orangish.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I never really paid attention to that.
Yeah, I read that somewhere.
Cool.
And I checked it out and counted and I was like, it's true, it's true.
And then he rallied on the streets.
I did.
But, like, other than, like I said, with the feathers on the helmet, it could like it easily doubles the cat suit with a swan.
Yeah.
And then the feather attack. The Rainbow Justice.
That was a good attack.
It was.
All right, so Arsenal.
They had guns.
Yeah, they did have guns. We'll talk about Morphers first, though.
Yeah, God. God, know the order of things. We're going to have to smack you around.
These were some of the most simplistic morphers we had in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, the toys were even more simple. Oh.
Yeah.
And they were, it was nice, though. It was like a cool idea having a badge morpher.
Yeah, like, you know, it fit the theme perfectly, and I think the Japanese did a really good job tying in, like, a morpher with a phone, with something that a cop would have.
Oh, and the Judgment Time?
And... Judgment Time.
Like, apparently, Shuki's always innocent.
I have to mention that. I love the explanation in SPD. It's compared to Deck Ranger of how they're judged, like that it reads all their vital signs and stuff. It seems much more futuristic and like technological than oh, it's the World Court, and we have to explain it every time. They assume Japanese kids are stupider than we are.
Oh well, you know.
Guilty or innocent of eating lush.
Jasmine Y. Esper deaths.
Fair enough.
Damn it, this is episode 50.
Send no shinking pose.
Alright, so the Omega Morpher, even though it wasn't really a Morpher, well, Doggy had the same Morpher, so we won't really go into that. It was just
yeah, cool it was looking. Golden and black. It was the black gold repaint.
Okay, the Omega Morpher slash the Nova Morpher slash the Magna Morpher, depending on what color it is. like, I like it. I'm trying to figure out why future SPD would design something like that with the whole throttle thing.
Like, it fits the theme of his Zord, but it doesn't really fit the theme of police.
Yeah. Like, I was kind of confused on that, too. But it does fit with his Zord, so I'll give him that much.
It does, like, with Omega Ranger not morphing, it does fit the theme more of, like, a battle gauntlet.
Yeah, that's what it is more for Omega. It's kind of just like his weapon, more so than a morpher, since he doesn't morph with it. But it's all of his power. Like, if that went, he would just turn into a ball of light and be able to...
He would just disintegrate into nothing.
He can't even fucking fight on his own because he's just a ball of light.
Pretty much.
He'd just fly around and go, hey, listen!
God.
And Kat had the same morpher as the main group, too, just with a red...
It was white, though.
And then for hers, well, for Cats, they didn't even use Deck of Swans more. They used Deck of Golds.
I thought they did. Because Deck of Gold was the white and red one. It wasn't Cats orange, or Swans orange.
Yeah, it was more orange than the one they used for hers. Which, that didn't make any sense. I don't understand, but whatever.
Well, it kind of had white in the suit, so I guess they decided to focus on the white instead of the orange.
Yeah.
Well, I think Swans was orange, too.
It was just, I think it was just a different kind of lettering.
It was just the letters were orange. Which made more sense. I don't know if they didn't have it for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't really know, but.
It was like white with orange as opposed to white with red and or whatever, and they gave Kat the other one. I guess someone was colorblind or something. I don't know.
I'm not the best driver!
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
All right, so, the. Just kind of do the weapons kind of as a whole, okay. Instead of going.
They had guns. Oh,
Okay, like, I loved the whole like police like punchers and batons and pouring them in the guns. That was cool.
Yeah, they did like everything really.
Yeah, pretty much.
They had guns.
But that was cool. I'm trying to think if there's anything else worth mentioning, really. D-Sword Vega or Shadow Saver is awesome.
I want, like, a full prop of that.
That'd be so badass.
Hard. Like, yeah, well, now. So bad.
Too much information.
Yes! Finally.
But, like, Rick was awesome. I loved Rick.
Oh, yeah. I liked Rick better than Murphy. He seemed to have more personality.
I agree. Why.
I don't remember Murphy that well.
There more. Like
yeah,
said.
He did.
And then he turned into the Battleizer, so he was there as a weapon, too.
And he had a lot more just comedic moments and such.
Like he just rocked around and started, like, making monkey noises.
Yeah. We ran out of dog noises.
Like,
I'm going to be honest.
Rick, what are you doing? You are silly.
You are phony.
And I like how he had, like, a name, Rick, but it still stood for something.
Yeah, Robotic and Active Canine. Murphy's Murphy because he's Murphy. He's tough on crime.
Mafi.
All
right. So I guess Battleizer is a good segue, unless there's something else.
Yeah, Battleizer. Okay.
The Battle Thong is a little ridiculous. That's the Chippendales Battleizer.
I liked the Battleizer in the Sonic mode when Rick was the armor and stuff.
Yeah,
that was cool.
It
was
unique. The Cyber mode.
It was all I'm Blade King form.
Pointless.
The Cyber mode's like, hey, look, we're going to sell how we fucked up the D-Arm set with this sword.
Cyber mode just felt useless. It's like, give me some shoulder pads, some boots,
and a thong. And
for
a cup.
Some reason, give me a bigger, like, Delta Max Striker, and we'll call it a day. Like,
gotta protect the family jewels.
And, yeah, it's a little G-string. I'm like, what are you doing? But Sonic mode, like, battle thong aside, I really liked.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was such a great idea. Like, I like the idea of using, helper animal or whatever and throughout the theme later of as the Battleizer. It was cool. And it made sense. And they used it in Deca. It was so cool. They watched Speedy and they're like, man, that show's good.
You can't look at that and tell me that's not Blade King form.
Oh, no, it is.
It is.
It is. Like,
they just totally ripped that off.
And next week's totally Hibiki, so.
I know, which is why Brian will get a major heart on
that.
It's
going to be awesome.
It'll be godlike because it's Hibiki.
I'm sorry.
All right, so us.
That was terrible. God, I have cancer now, Dawson. Thank you.
Since we didn't talk about this in the suits, SWAT, just real quick. I really like SWAT mode.
Yeah, so
that was fantastic.
It was so cool. It's like once again fitting the cop theme really well.
Yeah, like it basically just gives them like giant vests, some communication device, and a giant fucking gun.
And the guns were cool, and even the American gun toy was cool.
Yeah.
Like, and I have to agree with Kiefer. Kiefer did not know what SWAT meant until watching this. I knew, but now I now know off memory now what SWAT means from watching this program.
You didn't think it was Super War Attack Tits? Special
That's
weapons
dirge.
I don't even know how
to
respond to that.
But it's one of my like favorite. Just kind of like upgrades, just because it fit the theme. It was simple, and it gave.
They
them
can fit their license into like in 8 different spots. They get a walkie-talkie headset, and like it was just so cool. And then a big fucking gun.
That's what everyone just needs.
Yeah,
it solves everything.
Indeed.
Guns solve problems, children. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Guns don't kill people. I kill people.
All right, so Zords. We were pretty easy on the Zords this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
I love these Zords.
They're pretty cool. I don't know if I'd say love, but...
I love them.
Okay. Quick rundown for me. I love the SPD Megazord, or the Delta Megazord. It looks awesome. The Omega Max on its own, I don't really care for, but when it combines, it looks cool. The Delta Command Base, it's cool that it becomes, like, the base becomes a Megazord. And the SWAT Megazord is the shit because it can just carry shit into space and then blow it up. How badass is that?
The SWAT Megazord remains one of my favorite Megazords. I don't know why.
Because it
It turns
it carries
into a gun.
Things into space and blows them up.
On top of it, the black base for it, I really like.
Yeah.
Like, it's a nice contrast to the white base that was everything else.
Yeah. Like, and I always felt like...
And so it really goes with swap mode well.
Was exactly. Theirs, because, like, the Delta Squad Megazord was dirtied by the A-Squad's asses in the cockpit. The SWAT Megazord was theirs. That's all they had left to use at the end.
They just took giant shits in it. And...
Oh, God. And the, imagine the walrus cleanup. Oh. Gotta get Adam Sandler for 51st Dates in there.
Like, I mean, I really like the Megazord forms of all of them. It's just, I don't know, the standard Delta Runners were not my... like favorite looking things.
I like them more because of the flyers myself. I Delta Runners I didn't like as much as the flyers.
I like the runners and the Megazord. The one thing, it's kind of weird, but it kind of gave like a cartoon vibe.
They were kind of weirdly cool. Proportioned.
Like, yeah, although yeah, green's flyer is a little weird looking. The rest of them are pretty cool. Though.
It's a box with little tiny wings.
The small flyers are kind of like the Time Force jets, where they don't really matter. Yeah. Just there. I don't even remember what the jets look like on their own.
And the bike, I liked the bike as a bike. It does look a little bit funny as the Omega Max Megazord, but then when it combines, like the Awesome said, when it combines the Delta, it's just pretty cool. That was fantastic. And then the Deca Base, the Delta Command Megazord, as apparently it's called.
Yeah.
Like, I just loved the fact that their base can just be like, okay, we have giant lasers. Then we could just stand up and become a giant.
I think on the whole, Preparation H feels good.
Like that. Like when I remember seeing it for the first time and going, holy fuck, this show is the shit.
Space got up and walked away.
Megazord. Eat that, Zordon.
Your command center is a school/museum.
Yeah, that's about all for Zords. I like them.
That's about all. That's about all. Yeah.
Do you want to mention how Sky got the shaft with cycles?
No.
Okay.
No.
We just did. There we go.
Sky is a whiny bitch because he had his old motorcycle and then the others got shiny motorcycles. And they said this like story at Yomacon how like the girls, since Z's actress and Sid's actress was both there at the same time, and then we had Sky's actor and then Bruce Kalish and Greg Aronowitz. That was our panel. And like, the two girls were talking about how they were wanted bikes, too. And so they were trying to get their bikes, but they wouldn't let them have bikes because they wanted to use the Jeep. And because the Jeep would sell to the boys and stuff. It was really funny. Yeah.
I bought that Jeep.
I didn't.
I did. It was in the show.
Okay, Nossum.
Okay. Like, okay. You do that now.
I like the Jeep, though. I want a Jeep like that. So... anyway, music.
Okay. I know we always say this, that it fits the theme really well. But like I said, this season, I think... like, this season with Disney, they started having a lot more, like, different tracks, like background tracks, which is really nice. And it fit the theme really well. Like, I love that...
I like Sam's little theme.
And, like, the theme, it's not like a theme. They used it when Jack and Z are talking about doing more stuff at the end, I mean, at the beginning, and then they used it at the end, this, like, this certain kind of, like, ballady background track. It's like, it was really neat that they actually had, like, a soft type of music track for that.
Yeah, there was a lot of variations in music.
For those more
and then the theme song was a Ron Wasserman song again, and it was all epic.
Oh, yeah.
It was
epic. It was one of my favorites. And I love that they had, like, the awesome, like, instrumental every time they morphed. They're like, ready? I'm like, fuck yes, it's music time. Like, no. See, A-Squad, you don't have cool music behind you. Idiot.
The morphing music was pretty nice.
Like, it made it such epic feel. It was so cool. Like, I'm like fapping over it. But, and just like the different tones, like they had several different like background music when they were fighting. It's like, it was varied so much more. Like, in the past, like, with Lost Galaxy, they really only had one track, maybe two, for fights. But SPD had several different tracks, and they actually fit the mood. It was just, it did a great job with music in Disney seasons.
Yeah.
And the music would definitely fit the theme of, like, that space, sci-fi, epic deal. It was great. And Grum had his own theme.
Grum's theme was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, just all the music. I want a soundtrack.
I know, right? Get on that, Saban. That's your real name.
All right, so final thoughts.
You can go first, Brian.
All right. I loved this season so much. I mean, like I said, this was the season that got me back into PR. I will admit, the ADR in this season, particularly at the beginning, was very bad. The actors just kind of like weren't giving off their dubbed lines all that well. A lot of the script was really like so basic, and was like, okay, Captain Obvious, and particularly Catherine. With Sid. But
stupid bitch.
The one thing I do want to mention is in Shadows Part 2, in their Zord fight, they yell out battle cry. Where the script says battle cry, they're supposed to go ha or something, and they literally sit there and go battle cry.
I'm like, what a bunch of idiots.
Serious? They did.
It's like the joke in every single TV show that were like, all right, I'll see you later, Deborah. Hands glass to George. Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that? Like really?
Except it actually happened. And the best part is they had all five of them say it in unison.
And they left it in.
Because somebody probably thought it was hilarious that they were that stupid.
I would have left it in. It was just funny.
It's just like all the early podcasts where you're listening and are like, edit this out, please. Brian's like, lol, I'm not going to edit it out.
That still happens. What are you talking about?
You're right.
I want to say that at the end of the show did end a lot better in the ADR department than the beginning of the show did. But I thought that was funny. But, I mean, like, there was such a change from Deca while still keeping, like, Deca's story plots. Like I said, it was just an adaption done really well. And the characters were enjoyable. The music fit the theme. And, like, I liked the Zords. I liked the weapons. Everything just tied together extremely well. And the show actually does get quite a bit of hate because of the various plot holes and stuff. But, I mean,
what show doesn't have plot holes?
Exactly. Plot holes aside, I think the season was fantastic. Considering how much hate Kalish gets, this was his first season, and it's still one of my favorite seasons. And he did a good job, at least for this. But I think most of the credit on awesomeness kind of goes to people like Greg Aronowitz and everyone else that wasn't Bruce. I mean, particularly Greg. Like, I follow him on Twitter, and he posts some pictures of, like, various, like,
penises?
Prop work stuff that he does. Guy's a master at prop stuff, and it showed with SPD. Like, everything was spot-on perfect as far as props go. So, I think having him on the show was a huge, huge plus, I think.
Yeah. Like, sort of, with a few extra thoughts to do what you did to me last week, what you said pretty much, just, it was a fantastic adaption. Like, adaption at its finest, and, like, just say something, one thing different, the acting was fantastic. Everyone
really
did a great job. This is what, like, that's why I complain so hard on Samurai, is that when you know the acting can actually be good, like, it was just so great. Like, it was just the cast sold it, and, like, it's kind of like Time Force, where you could just tell the cast all got along, and it's just such a great chemistry, and just a fantastic show. Adaption at its finest is one of my favorites, and just had such an epic, like, big scale feel to it, too, with all the stuff going on and the different props and such they did. Just, yeah.
It felt a lot more high scale.
Yeah, I really liked SPD, Ball of Light aside. Again with like some of the other ones that we talk about that I really like, you know, they had a really good cast, and they did well together. Like we said, the whole dubbing line at the beginning was kind of bad, but you know, for the most part, they had a good cast with a good stories, and it just kind of all fit together fairly well, I'd say. And good use of the footage, like we just keep repeating over and over. It was really good fun times. It was enjoyable. And fortunately the enjoyment ended there. But that's for the next couple of weeks.
Alright, so viewers' thoughts. Alright, so the first post I'm going to read is by Terminus. I think I
Terminus
said your
name, Mag.
Right?
I hope
I did. So, he says, Matt Austin is my man crush, buttery, like colon D face except in smiley form. Look.
Colon D is morphed
into a person. Look, you back off because Matt Austin is my slice of the rainbow.
Matt Austin was his man on the side when he was married to Zonky.
And then again when he was married to
Skull. He was my
Skull.
Mantris.
Oh, God.
Is that like a mattress or a mistress? I'm not sure.
It's both.
God.
Buttery time. And
he had buttery time, and then he slept on top of him like a baby.
It's not butter.
Oh, it was.
Oh, God.
Okay, so anyway, jokes aside, he said, "This series was amazing, by far my favorite. Good for you. I love the suit designs, especially the Shadow Ranger. Have to agree. Speaking of, the suit used for Kruger was a huge improvement over Deckeranger. I agree with you. A lot of these people that were commenting, I don't know whether any of the ones I'm reading will say that, but that like they liked the SPD one and then they watched Deckeranger and it grew on them, and I watched Deckeranger and I still hate Japanese Kruger. I want to strangle him. Stupid,
you don't like
fuzzy
Doogie?
Face. And I don't know, I just like ours so much better. It actually shows emotion. We went over that in the thing, so I'm not going to rant about it again. But I don't see the love for the Japanese one over the American one in this case.
It's because he's a furry.
We don't have those type of fetishes here.
It's probably why I hate it.
You're not a furry fetish?
Scaly alien dogs are my kind of thing.
Scalian. Okay. My turn?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to read Metal Symphony's post. Okay, it says, like a lot of PR fans, SPD is the start of the dark ages of PR with Bruce Kalish's tenure. I disagree. It was also the first season where I had seen the Sentai first. That's going to explain a lot of this post. Okay. So visually, the series is quite impressive. The uniforms all looked good, and they did the future tech and alien makeup well. The A-Squad suits, despite being recycled, looked pretty good. His problem is with the... with this Ariarch, I've never seen that word before in my life. Kruger, Iha, grown on, quite attached to Deckeranger's furry doggy, so I didn't and still don't like lizard doggy. Like we said, we went over the fact that it looks more realistic. Like, I didn't mind the whole morphing thing. Anyway, when it comes to the characters, SPD didn't fail IMO. Sorry, in my opinion, that's what it means. He likes the main characters themselves. Jack and Elizabeth, ooh, we're getting proper here, were street rats. I didn't even see that part when I first read over this. There's some hood rats who use their powers to survive and often clash with others. Guy was the Road Ranger's son with Chip on his shoulder. Now I just suddenly picture Sky walking around with Chip on his shoulder. Sydney was a really girl and was a pop star. Bridge was the slover who loved butter. What's a slover? Anybody?
I don't know.
Oh.
Doggy was well doggy, and Cat was more assertive than Swan. The only misstep with his ball of light. Villain wise, he said he didn't think it fared very well. Fairy godparents! He didn't like Grum that much, and he hated Moira, and he knew Broodwing would be the final boss because of Deckeranger, or Broodwing, sorry. No! Final boss was Omni! God. His squad's betrayal was unforeseen and well done, he admits. But you think of a better, he would have better played out over the course of the season instead of them vanishing 98% of it, probably largely due to budget. Now where the nosedives for him were writing in direction. He says that a lot of the episodes were wholesale lifts from Deckeranger, which, and he said there was very, very little change to the script, which I disagree with. I thought they changed the scripts quite nicely because, yeah, they just felt different, like different stories to me.
I mean, there was a lot of the same stories, but like I mentioned, like, they changed things to better suit our story, like with Reflections, they changed the Tetsu focus story to be focused on.
That was
Sky
like a total different
and,
episode for me, just
and,
because of the tone of everything.
And everything, and then like when Sam was introduced, we took the whole turning into dolls thing and just changed it around for Z and introduced Sam and stuff.
Even like the early on episodes with like the bank robbery, like Water Lady and stuff, like they changed the details of the case around, and
yeah,
then
like,
also, go ahead.
I was just going to say that I watched SPD first and on Deckeranger second, and I remember a lot of the SPD stories. So I'm watching Deck and I'm going, okay, well, this should happen. That's not the same. Or like,
yeah,
like I'm, cause I remember because like it's the same setup, but I go, okay, well, then this is the setup, so this should be the episode. This happens and this happens. Okay, wait, that didn't happen. Okay, They did that differently. All right, then. Or like with Reflections, like I was expecting a Hoji story, since we had it as a Sky story, turns into a Tetsu story.
But like they changed the cases, and then just the fact that the characters are all different archetypes and stuff pretty much changed it around. It says some original elements didn't jive well from stuff like it from Deka, and then again about the Sam issue. He said way too many explosions, and the overall directing didn't seem to be up to stuff for me. I didn't have any problems with the directing, and like I think the worst season of Explosions was probably Overdrive for me.
Yeah, Overdrive.
They're like, "Hello, my name's Mac." Oh fuck, we're in the house.
If you watch both parts of Once a Ranger, like I swear to God, there's like 40 to 50 explosions between the two episodes.
I think someone counted it. We'll have to do that when we go over it. And then just to wrap it up, overall, SPD did not rank very high on his list of favorites. He says it hovers in the middle, but gets props for good characters and nice visual style. I agree, like, Overdrive went, like, overboard with the explosions, but I kind of like the explosions in general. It adds kind of a more epic feel to battles and highlights the fact that aliens are really bad at aiming at the Rangers and just always aim behind them and cause explosions.
The aliens are stormtroopers. They can't hit you.
It's something about the PR's style that I just like.
Yeah.
Other than, like, the unnecessary ones.
Like, I mean, I don't want them to, like, hit the suit and then go, and it, like, explode. Like, that would just mean they die.
Yeah. So. But, like, in general battles, it's epic. It's an energy pulse from the residual from the morph. God!
I know, right? Right.
Okay.
Well, you're toying.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with Jeff's post and go, everything Shuki said. Okay, no, we're not doing that. That'd just be silly. We're going to read Super Megatron 1, 2, 4, 5.
Ultimate Megatron! Ow!
He says he likes the show a lot, and after this show, he stopped watching PR, but oh well. It's K. Understandable. The plot was good and half the time different from Deka. See, I told you. The characters were cool while some of their characteristics carried over from Deka, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. Fuck you both, right? I know, right? The villains were awesome considering how much they changed from Deka. Grum is his homeboy, apparently. That explains why he uses Skull. They're kind of similar.
Jack and Z are hood rats.
I know, but he still likes Agent Umbrella more than Broodwing. Ow. They're a lot the same to me, except for Broodwing was like more like Grum's bitch as opposed to being his own independent person.
Yeah.
It's probably one good reason to like Agent Umbrella more is that he wasn't somebody's bitch like Brian.
Hey now, you're an all-star.
The suits are cool looking and he loved the upgrades in the Battleizer. Yep. The Zords looked awesome, and really thinking about it, there wasn't a mecha gimmick. I know, right? Beside a few combos and a triple changer. Overall, good show, worth a watch. One of his favorite PR seasons ever. P.S. He thought that more than one person in SPD having powers made more sense than just one in Deka. Jasmine, no espadés.
I liked the civilian powers myself in SPD.
Yeah.
It gave him a whole unifying thing.
It gave him a unifying thing, it gave him a unifying thing and also like an individual thing so that they could do stuff. Like, okay, yeah. Well, you can do this, so we need you to come help out. And it just made it different.
I know that like it's because of footage, but I was meant to bring this up in Dino Thunder 2, is why didn't they ever use their powers in suit? Like, Connor goes off super speed, and Sky can create shields.
The powers in Dino Thunder made very little sense to me. Like,
Connor could use speed.
I get the concept of, like, the gems gave them powers, because, I mean, their gems are probably radioactive. They probably give them all cancer.
Probably.
But, like, just,
and
like,
diabetes.
Because they never
I'm
really used
them. And I have diabetes.
Diabetes. They never really used them, and, like, I think they just weren't really used as effective as they could have been in Dino Thunder. But, next up is Aerosol. He loves this season, which I totally respect, because I love the season, too. So, this is one of my favorite seasons of PR. The look and style of the series was very nice, and I felt like they did a good job of making it feel like 2025. Yes, I know that people get all up in arms over the overused explosions, but honestly, I just don't care. That's the attitude I'm looking for. It doesn't detract from the reasons I like the season. The characters were fun, and I felt that, at least at the beginning, they were rather investing. Yeah, I think the character progression did kind of twiddle out toward the end, but That's not a huge deal to me. This was the first time I actually enjoyed watching a Red Ranger. Agreed.
Red Ranger.
Thank you. And I feel like Jack resigning was a nice choice for the character. I said my piece on that earlier. Sky had a very good story.
What about your pee?
One of the few times in the course of the series that I actually cared about a character. Bridge was Bridge. He was fantastic, quirky, and just fun to watch. Agreed. The others were all fine as well. There was a bit more forgettable compared to the previously mentioned three. Yeah, pretty much. I will say, though, Sid wasn't as annoying as Umeko, and I thank her for that. Aerosol hates
And for
Umeko,
that, we thank you.
I don't know. I hate Umeko, too. So, just saying. The villains
I do not hate Umeko, just saying.
Don't get me wrong, Grum isn't that badly written. It's just acting that gets me. I'm sure that the actor is nice at all, but he's not very good at acting. Just the way it was done made it feel so I couldn't take Grum seriously. He wasn't a goofy character. He needed to be serious, but the acting didn't reflect that. About that, like, I think Renee, assuming it's Renee.
It is.
Well, I know that's how it's spelled. I just don't know whether that's how it was pronounced.
Could be Renee.
Renee. He does a much better Grum than he does a G.
He's really a bad G.
But I like
him. He's not yelling
Grum,
Tono.
But I mean, personally, I agree. Like Grum could have felt more threatening. It was the voice. It was something about the tone. Just wasn't deep. Not deep enough. But it didn't sound as evil as it could have been for like a emperor dude.
Well, Grum G could sound more like G if he would just yell Tono more in Samurai.
Tiden! Yoshiba family! Mm-hmm. Now he's turning into Gacha.
Bokencha!
Cinderella! Oh, God.
Sorry. Can't stop myself.
Brian's getting, like, nightmares and flashbacks now.
Whatever. They said this turned into one of those times that PR could be better than the Sentai given the proper attention, story, and cast. I like the series much more than Dekka Ranger. Again, agreed. They're both good series, but SPD beats out Dekka for me. With all of that, though, there's nothing that I can really say about this season that won't get covered. It was a great series, and that's all.
That's about all.
These phrases just get stuck in my head.
Yep.
Just like a penis.
Oh, my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just waiting to see if you had anything else to say, that's all.
No,
okay.
I agree with pretty much everything you said, and I thought it was a great post.
Good, we're moving along. Anyway, what's
okay,
that awesome?
So I'm just reading it was a small post by Delex, or he could be a Dalek. I don't know. We have to watch out. Anyway, he's wondering about how they would explain SPD in an American, like, Gokaiger adaptation since it takes place in a dysfunctional future. I don't know why it was dysfunctional unless there's a word called dysfunctional.
Dysfunctional.
I don't know why it was dysfunctional. Were they having family problems? I don't know. Is it because of the hood rats? I don't know, but, like, Sentai does it different because they just have like a one all-assuming universe where there's like one universe where everything exists. PR does it kind of differently, so I don't know. I would just kind of like to see them just kind of do like Sentai and just be like, shh, and just pretend SPD takes place now. That's the only way I can think of doing it.
I mean, they've established already that the SPD guys can time travel when necessary, so...
Yeah, that's true.
They can always... But then again, they're from the future, so they would have had the Great War.
It also depends on how they do Gokaiger. I mean, this is a Bond, so they probably won't come up with anything that original, but they could do a different concept than Gokaiger.
Ha! Oh, I'm sorry.
I know, it's funny. I started giggling like a schoolgirl. But I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
You're a toy. Yeah.
Jeez.
My turn? Okay, well,
I don't know.
Your mother. I'm going to read Folkmize's post because, yes. I know, right? So it says, let's see. ISPD, so interesting, yet so different. Okay. I thought it was downright wrong for Jack to be a red. He was a thief for Pete's sake. Well... He was a thief who gave things to poor people. He's like Robin Hood.
He gave that old woman his jacket even though she had 8 jackets.
I mean, even though there was no way she'd be able to fit in that fucking thing.
That was pretty funny. Like, I'm like, that woman is the most clothed alien bird freak I've ever seen in my life.
Jack was like a Black Robin Hood. He stole things and then gave them to poor people. I guess he turned out well, but still, what kind of role model is that?
Who cares?
Robin Hood. Yeah, I'm not looking for a role model. I'm looking for someone who can kick ass. Anyway, I loved Rangers for this season. Sky had his panties in a while over Jack being red, but with good reason.
I always knew he wore panties.
Bridge was a Sentai green. I'm not quite sure what that means.
I think he's assuming all Sentai greens are quirky and weird.
Yeah. Z was there. She was there. And Sid was a bimbo. Oh, yeah, she's a blonde. Kruger was kind of a surprise. Did he jump out of a cake?
He jumped out of a barrel with Rick Medina. It was just a surprise. Hey, I'm a dog. Oh, fuck.
Sam was a little late for Time Force. It wasn't time for Time Force. That was not until the year 3000.
It's a long ways away.
I know. Cat was a ranger like twice. And who the heck was the Nova Ranger? Another suit they needed to use. Who was the Nova Ranger? The Gatekeeper. That's who. I think the one thing that set SPD apart was the A Squad. I know Squidman was hilarious. Oh, they charged.
They're
changed. Charged? What? They changed sides, but were the best. What?
We're the best.
That doesn't make sense.
They were the A Squad. They were the best.
Oh, whatever.
They've got the touch.
Could you imagine Tommy not being brainwashed, but just went for some reason? Went where?
The bathroom.
I was thinking. Tommy just had to go to the bathroom. I bet he would. He was stuck in that suit for half the season. And he says, no. Okay, calm down. Need to yell. I kind of wish they were a little bit more fleshed out. Still, they were losers who couldn't win. That's because they didn't have cool powers. I think the coolest little things are that Officer Tate was a Time Force SPD officer.
Officer Tate.
I think he just stole Wes's suit, that's all. And that Boom's Orange Ranger helmet has a space... Orange Ranger costume has a space helmet. I forget words when I read.
You got the hop, dude.
He's still going.
The swords were cool, but not very noteworthy, except for SWAT, which turned into a cannon. I know, right? It was still cool. And his favorite character has to be Boom, and that's all he has to say. Well, that's cool. Boom is the shit. What's wrong with him?
Get him started on this song tangent.
They got the touch, man. Got the power.
I want you touching me, then.
Because when all hell's breaking loose, you'll be riding the eye of the storm.
Anyway.
Last up, we have Mr. Yellow. Our very own.
Faggot? So, I mean, yes.
SPD. Loved it. Good. Everyone else almost hated it. Yes, the Ranger Board peeps seem to have a big hate for SPD. I never got bored of it. As much as I love Deck Ranger, SPD improved a lot of things about it. It gave the series an actual storyline. A difficult PR storyline, but one nonetheless. Grum was an awesome villain, even though he had Broodwing do most of his bidding, and we now... No, he went on to yell at Mike.
Out of control!
You're out of control!
Why am I holding the stick?
Give me your samurizer.
I
didn't do anything. It was not my fault. I didn't want to. He made me do it. It was awesome. He made me. I didn't want to. He said I had to. And if I want, he's going to stab me.
More Give me your nice jacket! As well, a cool reference to Abba Ranger. I'm confused. There was a reference to...
Wait. Maybe that was the suit. An Abba Ranger? I don't know.
What was?
It says Mora was nice as well and a cool reference to Abba Ranger.
Did that little evil girl make the monsters?
I don't know. Maybe. I think so.
I don't want to ever watch Abba Ranger. I don't want it to ruin Dino Thunder for me.
but the dinos talk in Abba Ranger.
Exactly.
No, I wish they explained why she's able to just draw monsters and have them come to life.
Because she's powerful. She's British. They can't do any...
The characters were all great as well, and they were a nice mix of their Sentai counterparts combined with some original aspects. Z doesn't top Jasmine. I disagree, but she's right up there with my favorite yellows. No, you can't have her. Damn it.
Yes, I can.
Rich, selfish.
But pretty much anything that Kelson Henderson does is awesome. Agreed. Kelson is the shit.
Quoted for fucking truth.
The Zords were some of the best designs in Sentai PR history. I wouldn't go that far, but I do love them. We discussed that already. Especially the big fucking Delta Command Megazord. How could you not love that? I don't know. It fires beams.
Just powered over things.
Theme song is one of the best, just like its Sentai counterpart. I do love the deck theme song.
It is quite good.
It was great to have Ron Wasserman back. Finally, the Ace Squad was a great idea, though I wish their suits weren't made out of motocross gear. I think Dustin designed them. Agreed. They were left over from Ninja Storm. Though the fight between A and B Squad was nice, that was a great fight scene. I at least give them a proper morph sequence. That would have been nice as well. SPD suffered from things that Decker Ranger suffered from, namely the random robots every time, which got tiring just seeing them face robot after robot. Why the fuck was Sam a ball of light? We went over why. They should have made Boom into a Mega Ranger. That wouldn't have worked at all.
Yeah, that wouldn't
footage-wise, have. Footage-wise, that wouldn't have worked at all. I would have liked it because Boom would have got to be a Ranger. But that wouldn't have worked at all, footage-wise. Overall, great season. Second best for me behind Dino Thunder of the Disney seasons. Z is hot. Yes, she is.
I have to say, I forgot to mention in the discussion, I thought it was like nice and unique that they actually had the monsters in a robot instead of always growing.
Yeah.
I thought that was neat. It was more realistic.
Instead like of, oh, I ripped off a patch. But they're all pretty much in robots.
Now I'm big.
Robots.
Robot. Space.
My space. Foes in space. Forzays in space.
Thank you for contributing to the discussion, Kyo.
Okay.
Onward ho.
And making us buy money, you faggot.
All right. Oh, making us buy money?
I want to buy money.
Spend money. Buying money pretty much is just trading your money for other money.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to read a post by PQ Comics. And this post is bound to get us all angry, so let's get ready. All right. So the first thing he says could potentially be the only thing we agree with, which is best theme song ever.
Yep.
Okay. Well, he says, Jack is a badass. I hate him for quitting. That's okay. So anyway, Sky's real name is Skyler. What the fuck? He's an annoying douche, possibly rated at Alex.
Schuler, I think.
Schuler? His real name is Schuler?
But they said it's like Skyler or something. They never...
Why would it be Schuler? He just
misspelled
it.
It's spelled that way, but I think somebody in the show said Skyler or something.
Why would you abbreviate the name Schuler as Sky? I wouldn't even call him Shu.
Your name is Schuler.
I would just... Who would name it? I've never heard that name. Anyway. Okay, and then he says his last name is Tate, which explains the douchebag part. Okay, here's Brian. Get ready. Brace yourself.
I don't get that, but...
Brian, bite down on a leather strap or something. Okay. Bridge sucks. He needs to shut up and die in a hole. From SPD Rash. he bit through the leather. he says, Z is bland. Sky...
No, I ain't done.
I was gonna have.
Oh god!
I ain't done.
Okay.
Oh god!
I ain't done. You take that shit back. Bridges the shit. Bridges my home dog.
He's gone crazy.
Brian's foaming at the mouth. His eyes are red.
Say that.
Somebody call the dog catcher. Brian's gone insane.
B dog, calm down.
We're gonna have to take him out back and put him down like old Yeller.
Okay, he can continue.
Okay, Z is bland. Sid, I never wanted to punch a girl more than I wanted to punch her. I disagree.
I've wanted to punch a lot of girls.
I wanted to punch that dumb robot bitch in her dumb bitch face.
There is excuse for your domestic violence.
What if she's about to drown one of your kids? I'm afraid there's no excuse. You're going to have to let her drown that third one. So Doggy, he prefers the Japanese one, but only because the American one looks too biz to fit the suit. That really doesn't bother me. Anyway, Cat, she looks more believable than Swan does. Thank you.
Yep.
Sam, Ball of Light.
I hate Swan, so.
Basically the same thing about Ball of Light, and we explained why they did that. A Squad looked stupid and ruined the five in space helmets. My God, they totally molested them. Anyway, no, I don't care. I thought that was a good idea. And then they had the first female red, but he hated it. And now here's where he starts to make a little sense again. The morph was awesome, and the Megazord ruled, and their weapons are awesome. Why did they have those weird powers? It was explained in episode Evan. Evan. Episode Evan. It was explained in episode Durf, okay? And then, alright, here's where more rage coming. Here we go. Boom was horrible.
No. Boom was a G. Not Kamen Rider G, but...
Not an G. A G.
And then he says, Bon and Jock are the same to me. So you really attribute to, you guys need a little help, to... That's literally all Bon ever said. Eyeball!
That was literally all Bon ever said.
There needs to be a montage of that, just like this.
Ah,
and
I'm a whore!
Pretty much.
Imagine! Oh, fuck!
I think he was possessed.
I'm scared. There's a lot of screaming going on over here. Make it stop!
And he says, Hoji is better than Sky.
No, I hate Hoji.
You hate Hoji?
Yes, I do.
I like Sky and Hoji equally, but I don't think...
I didn't hate Hoji. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't like Hoji.
Go die in a hole.
No.
Your mother.
He says, Sen is way better than Bridge.
No.
What do you think about that, Brian?
No. You did not say that. Sen, I liked Sen. Don't get me wrong. I loved Sen. But Bridge
he's not
is
buttery.
Sen is not buttery unless you actually put butter on him. In which case,
butter
it would be really weird. And Umeko would love that way too much.
So. Okay, this is Jasmine is way hotter and better than Z.
I agree she's hotter, but I don't think she's... Well, no. Jasmine didn't do much.
She helped
that
old guy.
She was Esper Jess.
She just sat there and was an Esper.
She was in that episode where they helped that detective find his daughter's killer, and I was trying to figure out why we cared.
I don't care still.
I was like, why do we care? Does this is there a story? What's going on? Anyway, it says, Umeko kicked Sid's rich, pink, annoying ass.
No.
I did like the part where Umeko beat the monster that invaded the base at the end with the bathtub. That was classic.
Okay.
Tetsu makes Sam his glow ball of light, bitch.
Yeah.
Doggy loses a Doggy R version. He has an epic backstory, and Swan lose to Cat. So
Swan could lose to a brick.
Pretty much. Poor Swan.
Again, I hate Swan.
Her only line was Doogie. Doogie! Nonsense! Ah!
Hashin!
That's the deck ranger.
That was about it. Doogie and Hashin.
That was a preview for the deck ranger. So. But I pretty much disagree with what you said. Like, there's a... What?
Your voice is very soft.
I pretty much
like a baby's bottom.
Wait, can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
Okay, the mic went down. Thank you for saying my voice is soft, though. I'm just kidding. Good now. Sorry.
Oh, God.
But, like, he basically just, like, it seems like he was saying stuff just to get us mad. Like, Bridge sucks. No!
Bridge was, like, the best thing ever.
There's just there's a lot of Sentai bias coming through this post. Anyway.
It's frightening.
This post just angers me. I'm going to go punch a wall, like, 8 times now.
Oh, yeah.
Is my turn?
Yeah.
So I'm reading Nico's news post because...
It's a tradition.
Well, we all know why. this is an awesome show! And I think it is the same thing with me as Shuki, because PR in Holland stopped airing right after Mini Zords debut. So, F. I think that's supposed to be careful. I don't know. You, Holland, if I live in it, Okiso Rangers, Jack was cool and relaxed sometimes. Sky was, yes, boss! Bridge was buttery!
Yes.
Z was Latina badass. Sid was girly but hot badass sometimes. No, but I like Yumeko more because of the bathtub. Doogie. Oh wait, this is PR. Doggy was a badass looking space hound. You heard Hond, but I think it would be Hound.
Space
Sam
hound.
Was a kid, but with the force of the future, and he is a shiny ball of light who can kick ass. No.
Can you say his kneecap?
Cat was a hot pussy cat. That just sounds dirty.
I already made that joke.
Nova was just there at the end to use the deck of Raitsu and the A squad were D period period KS. I don't know what that means.
Dicks.
Oh. That's what you get for being led by a girl. Well, that's just rude. Zords, Delta Runners fit the police motive. Motive. Motive for what?
To be police.
Oh, Delta Base, awesome base of death. And a bit of a throwback to Space's Astro Megazord. Man, I guess Omega Max Cycle was Cycle for the Delta Squad Megazord, and together they can do a Chodaka. What the? Fuck? I don't know how to say that. Chodaka. Makes sense. What the fuck is a Chodaka?
Oh my god, wait, I have to see this post. What the fuck is a Chodaka? Best line ever. Let me see. Swap flyers, wait, where are we? I don't know what a Chodaka is.
I think it was Cho Tokso Gatai.
Oh, that's what we're doing. Okay, I get
it's
it.
Chodaka. Oh,
wait, wrong series, but the Delta Max Megazord was awesome!
SWAT flyers were.
That's just how you spell SWAT, dude.
Shut up. With a SWAT boat. Arsenal. Let the phone morpher madness begin. Delta morpher. The phone, a badge, and one fitting for the police officers. Delta Max Strikers, a gun, a baton, and a knuckle fitting for police. Delta Blasters, they didn't have a reason to be there, but in Decker Ranger, they did. Containment cuffs, skip. Canine cannon, giant dog bazooka of turning into cards. Patrol Morpher, repaint. Shadow Saber, awesome wolf sword of fiery death.
Wolf attack.
Oh, wait. Omega Morpher, arm-mounted throttler, Cat and Nova Morphers, repaints! Battleized Morpher, let the Battleizer Morphers being repaints of the Sixth Rangers Morpher begin! Ooh, okay, that was a mouthful. Hold on. Okay. SPD Battleizer! Six words. Awesome canine police armor of death! SWAT! Special weapons and tactics fitting for police vehicles. Quick, a car, two ranger cycles, one normal cycle, an ATV. I mean, an ADV. That's how I read it. A unicycle. Oh, the little, yeah. Okay, unicycle. I'm thinking like sort of the pedal. It was like a circus. A command truck. Allies, Fowler, Birdie, Creepy. I like the Decker Ranger version better. Boom was the orange SPD Ranger. He is my favorite. Rick is an awesome mofo can of death. Silverback is a monkey dick. Rick, Bulldog version was just there, but he looks better than Deka's version. Piggy is my man, but also sometimes gross. He is my man. Dino Thunder Rangers. Read my post on the Dino Thunder. They did not. I did. Oh, read. Uh-oh. The same way. I thought you were saying they read your post. I was confused. Do my post on the Dino Thunder page and finale villains. What? Emperor Grom was creepy but also badass at the same time. One of my favorite villains, Mora Morgana. She was a kid, just there to give Grom his monsters. But as Morgana, she was a badass who was Z's rival. I guess Broodwing was the Deka villain, but in Deka he only wanted to kill them because they were ruining his business. But here he is just a dealer for Grom. Lol! Crybots, normal bland minions. Blue Crybots, upgraded Crybots. Orange head Crybots, upgraded. Blue head Crybots. Then Omni, the giant brain, and the true final boss. Also, he was a Grom ship.
He was a Grom ship.
Zeltrak's just there for the team up. What? Team up. There were two team ups. One where Connor, Ethan, Kira, and Zeltrak came from to the future, and one where the SPD Rangers came to the past. And I like the team up where they go to the past better. Overall, a great season. 4.5/5. And if Jedimon is reading this, sorry for the eye salt. What? Back at the Dino Thunder post where I said that you sound emo. That is my opinion. Your opinion sucks.
iSalt is an app for the iPad.
Clearly.
Sorry for
that. We love you, man. We love you.
That was fun, and now my throat hurts.
I agree with pretty much everything you said. But we just have to read his post now because the random capital letters equals random screaming is just funny to me.
I know,
sorry,
right?
If you hate it.
It's just funny.
Well, we're reading their posts, and what capital letters mean you're shouting at me, so.
He's all winded. Why are you breathing so hard? It's a video game, you fucking tool.
Alright, so that's about it for SPD. Basically, so a little bit of mixed feelings, but overall on the positive side, which is really cool to hear.
Riri it is.
Mystic Force next week should be pretty interesting, so. Yeah,
next few weeks should be very interesting.
Voice your thoughts before our recording on Monday, if we actually do it on the right time that time. And spoiler,
we'll get an actual conflict.
We'll
it'd be awesome.
We'll see y'all then. So now it's time for
final things.
Outside of the traditional voice your thoughts on the next season and voice your thoughts on the podcast, I really don't have too much.
That's what she said.
See, we all had to get up anyway, douchebag.
I feel like there was something I wanted to say here, and I don't know what it is. Oh, well. What? There was this, I think there was something I wanted to say, but I don't know. I don't know. I guess all I have left to say is KO your stone asshole.
Your stone asshole?
No, not still, not stoned.